listen, laugh, and learn. Welcome to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to the Don Miller Show
right here on the Florida Man Radio Network.
If you are in Orlando and in the Emerald Coast, you are listening to us on 103.1 FM. In Ocala, you are listening to us at 101.1 and 102.3 HD3. Listen, Florida Man Radio is where you want to be. Call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Don Miller Show is
Lady Trina, what up, girl? Don Miller, I'm back. I was driving down the street the other day, and I said, man, that looked like Lady Trina standing over there. And I saw Lady Trina. She was coming from Revival. She had her church hat on. I said, I know it's been a long time since we seen you.
It's been a long time, man.
Can you break bread with us one day this week?
Yeah, yeah. I'm breaking bread today. I got
say,
you.
I'm sure the Lord has told me.
I thought we did something to her. No, man.
I have been traveling. I travel a lot, hosting and going different states and places. And I work a real job.
That's Lady Trina in the studio again for those who have been listening to the Don Miller Show.
Not the real job. I got a real cheap shot on, right?
That wouldn't go.
All right. I'm sorry.
It's funny because I don't have a real job.
For those who have been listening to the Don Miller Show over the years, you have heard the name Lady Trina. She's been with us for a long, long, long ass time, many, many years. Trina and I go back to the early 2010s, maybe 11, 12, 13. Yeah. Again, thank you so much. Man, I got a lot to get to today. Yesterday, my people were sending me messages. Thank you again. I appreciate all the daggone support you give us here at this damn radio show. D'Amica Page, yo, what's up? What's up, D'Amica Page? D'Amica Page is over there at the gym with the senior citizens.
She getting it in with them.
You know she's getting it. She called me when she walked in. She's like, I think I came on the wrong day. The average age is dead.
Oh my God. They ain't never been this old.
She's like, this is an old day.
They need a jail tall shot.
Yeah, that's what it is. They need something.
So, yeah, D'Amica said she went in there. She was like, they old in here. Again, thank you so much, everybody. I got a bunch of stuff I want to get to today, of course. The motto of the show is
Listen, laugh, and learn.
Bring your asses. Again, thank you so much. I got a lot to get to today.
Is that lazy?
Just a little bit. How you doing? What's up, Art?
That's the LP.
He's saying lazy.
Yeah, lazy.
That's the LP above ground. What?
Can't complain.
Above ground, can't complain. Let's lazy, the assy co-host.
Not today. Well, actually, a little bit.
You're not lazy anymore? I mean, you're not lazy anymore?
Oh, no, I go by lazy.
No, we ain't calling LP
on the show.
We are not calling the black man LP on this show lazy.
I know that's right. LP.
He can call himself what he want to call himself, but not here. Okay? We already got rules. No.
We got rules. I got to follow the rules and regulations.
Last thing we going to do on this show
is call a black man lazy.
Right now, they're going to be like, I told you, they do it to themselves.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Over there.
I mean, not all of them, but
a lot of them.
But that's facts. No, that's facts.
I ain't gonna call a black man killer either. Okay,
what up, killer?
No, not doing it.
There are no thugs in the studio.
Facts.
We are all astute individuals trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
15 cents.
Yeah. Hey, again, thank you so much, everyone. You can find us Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on Florida Man Radio, your platform for real ass conversation.
Real.
They talking somewhere else. They talking a bunch of other places. But ain't nobody talking like Florida Man Radio.
No
way. Unafraid. And what else, Stedman? Unafraid and what?
Unapologetic.
And unapologetic. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, guys. I came across something the other day. And I got to talk about this because it really is, when it hit me, it really bothered me, right? And I said to myself, as I always do,
self. Mm-hmm. Hold on, self.
I said to myself, self.
Huh?
Come on, self.
Hold on. I'm doing something right now. But I said to myself,
he told himself he was doing something right now. That's what he's saying.
No, listen. So in real life, guys, so I was watching something and I came across a video of a little child, a baby, whose mother had saw it not robbery. Mm. Think, listen where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, we hear you.
A child's mother thought it was a good idea to pierce the nose of a early, maybe 2-3 month old infant, right?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, people can do what they want to do with their children. That's their damn children, right?
Right.
But
there got to be a line.
What is that about? Who pierces the nose of a 2-month, 3-month old child?
A sadomasochist.
But think about this, right?
Facts.
See, this is my problem. Y'all, you know, y'all can say what y'all want to say with me, but y'all can kiss my ass on this one, right?
Yeah.
This is the views and opinions of Don Miller, not these white people over here, all right? Why, when I see this kind of nonsense, I immediately realize who it is.
I bet you did.
Who was it?
Who was it?
Us. We the same
with
people.
The stupidity.
We the same people that get these little 5-year-old baby girls damn weaves and wigs.
Yeah.
Let a child be a child.
And hoochie mama shorts.
Can a child be a child? I got a friend, and I told her I was going to bring this conversation up. Please feel free to join us. 321-339-1055. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio. Let me just say this. I got a friend. She's a wonderful lady. She just retired, man, moved up to the panhandle. I hope y'all listening, but I don't know if they listening because she's pretty damn opposite of me in terms of the conversation. But I love her and her wonderful husband. She came one day and she was sitting down. We was drinking some wine. And she said, hey, I want to shout out all these people listening to us live as we stream on IG at The Don Miller Show. Hey, y'all. Hey, Evan. Hey, Yosh. Let me just say this, guys. So she comes to me and she's distraught. She's a teacher. She's a fourth grade teacher. What? How old are you in fourth grade, fifth grade? 12?
You're about 11, 12.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. So she comes to me and she said, Don, I really need to talk to you. And when an older white lady come to you distraught,
yeah,
you want to hear her.
You want to hear. You want to hear. You got to hear this.
Such a wonderful.
It's like fourth grade, you're 9.
Okay, well, maybe fifth grade. The kid was 11.
Okay. So that's fifth grade.
So for the kid's 11th birthday, raggedy-ass mama got the kid a tattoo.
Oh, Lord. For their birthday?
And saying to myself,
oh, Jesus.
I'm saying, this is what I'm going to be honest with you. Because she's telling me that she was like, I just thought it was crazy. The child's mom took the child and got 11 years old, going to 12 or something. And I just don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, tell me more about it. She said, well, you know, the kid comes to class anyway. It's got like 3-4 gold chains on every day. And for the 11th or 12th birthday, the mom took the kid to get a tattoo.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm saying to myself, and you don't want to ask, but you want to ask.
But you want to know.
What's the race?
Yeah. You already
know. What's the race? What's the race?
Yeah.
So, but that mom should be reported to the authorities, right?
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's your child. I get it, right? But who the hell?
But who writes the guidelines?
So, who think it's a good idea to take your kid to get a tattoo at 11 years
old? It's not.
So child abuse is the physical maltreatment, and maltreatment is the cruel or violent treatment of a person or animal, mistreatment. Getting back to it. Or sexually molested a child.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just saying that's child abuse in my opinion. I just wanted to lay out my argument first.
Okay, that's your argument. What else you got to say?
But when I see
it's child abuse. We got to put it.
When I see these, LP. When I see these mothers take babies, 2-3 month old babies, and get their nose pierced, I was opposed to the ear piercing up until a certain point.
Right.
I don't think any child under 7, maybe 10 months old should even. You
get
know what
ear
I mean?
Piercing.
But
yeah.
To go and get this baby's nose, a hole punched in this baby's nose, you're an idiot. You were an idiot mother who
crazy.
Was borderline abusing this child.
Yeah.
And I know people like, well, that's my child. I can do. Yeah, you can do what you want to do with your child, you ragged ass mother. because that's what it is. You're a raggedy ass mother if you take your 11-year-old to a tattoo parlor.
A tattoo parlor. My son is 17, and he's been asking for a tattoo for I don't know how long. And you know what I told him? When you get 18 and out my house.
As you
but,
should.
But again, guys, I just think what we're seeing right now is so way over the top.
It's over the top.
You know, we especially in our community, we always want to point the finger at other people. Some of the ridiculous-ass behavior we're engaging in. Yesterday, we talked about the raggedy-ass school teacher in Detroit who is a rapper by the name of Dripping Honey.
Okay. The teacher is Dripping Honey?
That's a rap name.
Come
that's
on, teach. Yeah.
They fired.
She's Dripping Honey.
I'm sorry, she's fine, though.
She's fine.
Oh, she's fine. Fine. Yeah, fine. Say she's fine.
But they fired Dripping Honey because her lyrics in one of her songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And several of her songs. She talks about her fat ass, which is nice. You got a nice ass. But she's doing these rap videos. She's singing this debaucherous ass music, right? And then she goes to a school and she's got 15-year-old young men. Nobody's listening to a history lesson.
Absolutely not.
They're looking
they
at
looking
Dripping
at
Honey.
Dripping Honey.
Okay.
And they class. Listen.
In the class and they paying attention.
Listen,
I promise you, her class is the most packed class.
I want to be
standing room.
I want to be in history. Yeah, I'm taking history. I want all my classes to be history.
Just, okay? Just don't call me up to the board right now, teacher.
Man, I bet your teacher. I bet your teacher ain't no hoe. My teacher a hoe. You know how you know? Cause she said it. Yeah. You know it's amazing because you and now that they fired this teacher. Everybody's upset. What's amazing to me is many of the people that are upset with the firing of Dripping Honey is the parents. Like,
oh, wow.
They're standing behind Dripping Honey. Dripping Honey.
Well, maybe she was a really good teacher because they were listening. They were doing their work to impress the Dripping Honey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen to me. Let me just say something. If your teacher, and they say, well, that's her private life. No, it ain't. She got a lot of views.
It's a public life.
If you got views, it ain't private, okay?
No, it's public.
If it was on OnlyFans, maybe you can make that argument.
That's public.
You can go straight over there to YouTube and see Dripping Honey shake that ass for cash.
Facts.
And then you come here and want to tell me about Andrew Jackson. Okay, and the pilgrims. Not
listen,
today.
Listen.
Not today, Satan. No, hell no. You need to get her out of my classroom, right?
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we want to always point the fingers at other people when we allow this ridiculous ass behavior in our own homes.
But let's be honest. There's always been a standard when it comes down to even being hired as a teacher. They check your social media platform.
Well, they're supposed to.
Were they supposed to?
Not in the damn public school.
Oh,
teachers,
yes, they do.
Well, no, I don't know. Well, they showed and checked Dripping Honey.
A lot of jobs do it now.
Dripping Honey's biggest song is called N-word, no.
Like, listen,
you want to go home with me? N-word, no. You
want to
run up on me? N-word, no. You want to hit it from behind? N-word, no. You
want to hit it from the front? N-word, no.
Did I get 100 on the test?
They didn't connect.
N-word, no. Right.
Now they connected.
Dripping Honey is a trick, and we cannot allow tricks. To teach
but
our
they
children.
Say tricks are for kids.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, I'm not in support.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
It's hard to argue.
Hey, listen, you are listening to the Don Miller Show. Listen, head over to the App Store, download the Florida Man Radio app in the App Store. Click listen. You might have to click listen live. Just get the app. You can listen. Head over to FloridaManRadio.com where you can find our podcast after we're off the air. Thank you so much for all those
drop
people
us the open mic
who have been watching us on the damn Instagram. Go grab the app, listen at the App Store. The show is only heating up. We thank you so much for your support. Follow the Don Miller Show on all platforms. So go grab the app in the App Store, Florida Man Radio, and continue to listen to the show. So thanks for all those people who've been listening and following us on social media. We'll talk to you in a minute, everybody. So let me just say something about the school teacher, guys. The school teacher is a trick, and the mama who pierced the baby's nose is a bad parent.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The mama who tattooed the 12-year-old is a bad parent.
Yeah, bad.
And we should be calling it like we see it.
Yeah.
But again, right, nobody's going to say anything. I think there's a correlation, correct me if I'm wrong, Holly, of an 11-year-old with a tattoo in the prison industrial complex.
Oh, I mean,
Holly's like.
Well, but I can't. I can't really say.
Chirping the day.
It's because of the. The tattoo. It's the whole mentality of all of it that makes it an issue.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
some kids have. They don't do nothing. You know, they get a tattoo. On about they.
Show me a kid at 12 with a tattoo that went on to be successful in life. Show me a 12-year-old with a tattoo.
The ones that are successful aren't showing their tattoos.
Holly, you and I grew up the same era.
And you've never, I have tattoos and you've never seen them.
Holly.
You've never seen my tattoos, ever.
Did you get your first one at 12? Yeah. I'm just curious.
Not at 12.
Okay, right. I'm just saying.
Now, when I was in school,
this ain't a knock on tattoos.
Listen, when I was in school, they used to use the erasers from your pencil. They used the eraser, and they would make the fake tattoos. The kids used to do
tattoos,
it.
Yeah,
fake tattoos on them.
Yeah.
Now, that's stupid stuff we did as kids.
Yeah.
But for a parent to go sign a waiver, because you have to sign a waiver.
For a permanent
tattoo, that's a different level.
Yeah, you know, listen, I just wanted to touch on the tattoo, and, you know, it's like, what are we doing, right? My concern with the two-month-old baby with the nose piercing, you definitely wasn't a legitimate piercing person who did this, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't have been a piercing person to do that.
This was back door. They came in the back door. Somebody's cousin who learned how to do this in prison. You know what I mean? Because you ain't taking no.
They done burnt the needle.
You know how easy it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. They burnt the needle.
You know how easy it is for a 2-month-old baby to get an infection, Rosie? Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what if they have keloid scans?
You don't know at 2-month-old if they got keloid skin. The next day you come home and the baby got big old nose.
Yeah. You never know. God. And that stuff is real.
And that's permanent.
Yeah.
On the child.
It's permanent.
You know, just we got to do better to be better. You know, I just like when I saw the little cute, little pretty little baby child just looking at the land there, that little baby, the little baby.
Little cute little baby.
Yeah.
With something in their nose.
With something in their nose. And not a booger. You know what I mean? The only thing that's supposed to be in a 2-month-old baby nose is a booger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You damn clown, man. Give us a call. 321-339.
He said not a booger.
That's the truth, man. Come on, man.
Is that a stud or a booger?
Right.
But in my mind, I can't grasp it. How do you, as this person, see a child and want to stick a metal or something sharp into that child?
And think about it. The nose cavity is so small on a little baby.
Yeah.
How do you not make a mistake and pierce something else?
Okay.
Well, it's not about the baby. You can tell it's about the parent.
That's crazy.
And it just did. I would not punch nothing on my kid. I remember when I went to take my daughter to get her ears, that was the most terrifying.
Oh my God, I thought it was me. I cried. I sat there I had tears in my eyes crying.
I cried like a grown ass.
Yes.
I could not. I was like, she got the one side done. I was like, we need to done this.
I told them people, I said, y'all need to do it at the same time. Y'all need to do this at the same time. I cannot watch this twice.
No, you know, it's funny, though. And I was getting my feet done one day, and I saw a lady come into the nail salon to get her little baby's ears, like 2-3 months old. And I'm like, this Vietnamese lady right here, she don't even look clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't knocking all Vietnamese people, but this one didn't look clean, right? And
so she was on the lower rung of Vietnamese?
She was
from the other side. She was from the other
side. Of the Vietnam tracks.
Yeah. This just went for a minute.
I'm like, damn.
She ain't up in the hills. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, and she didn't even look clean, right? You know? And I'm looking at the lady that do my feet. She been doing my feet for a long time, and I want to ixnay her like the new lady. Is she clean? That's the new lady. She clean? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
man. And they come in there, get the little baby here. Boop, boop. The baby screaming and hollering for help. Man, and then they just pay.
Baby did
torture. Work. Screaming and hollering for help.
That's how the ear
went.
That the ear peeled so quick.
Holly, you called that. You called that.
And so they just took the little baby out, the little lady. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching the little unclean Vietnamese lady. And I'm just saying, uh-huh. this real talk. I'm not saying all Vietnamese ain't clean.
But she right. was from the lower disclaimer. She was from the other side.
But yeah. this one didn't look clean, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know how you say to yourself, self, anyway, so they leave with the baby. And I'm sitting there, and another lady come in, and she need, she got, this must be the piercing specialist,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay.
She come in and pierced this lady's nose with the same gloves that she just pierced
Hold
the baby.
Hold on, she didn't change her gloves?
I was watching specifically.
Oh, my, no. Mm-mm.
Huh? So you don't expose your child to unnecessary risk factors?
No.
That's an unnecessary risk factor.
It
Anybody
is.
Agree? Yeah.
It is.
Unnecessary risk factor? I mean, it shouldn't be a factor. The baby shouldn't be in that situation.
I'm sorry. I just wondered. That bothered me so bad, man.
Oh.
And I've just got a message from a Vietnamese friend of mine that said that that is correct. There are some unclean Vietnamese. Thank you so much.
They come from the other side.
No,
okay?
But the point is, in real life, guys, the reality is...
Vietnamese people calling.
Huh?
What'd you say?
The fact that you got Vietnamese people calling you.
Yeah, no, man.
Oh, he's global, man.
Man, come on,
Don Miller's global.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got...
I'm saying, I mean, I can't just call up, oh, well, African-American.
I got a couple
Jewish
of friends.
Guys,
I got
everybody.
I got a friend right now in Vietnam on vacation as we speak, and she gets back this weekend, I think. So, yeah, man, I know a few people. I talk to people. See, that's the problem with y'all. Y'all be like, Don Miller be name dropping. No, Don Miller be talking to people. Okay? If you talk to people, you would have as many friends as
that's
I got.
That's true. That's right. true.
Yes or no?
I got a lot of friends.
I don't you have
them
many friends.
Huh? I got a lot of friends.
But, Drina, you because you talk to
I
people.
I talk to people.
But
I be at work holding whole conversations.
But they call me too friendly when I talk to people and I'm able to have conversations.
But you be having weird-ass conversations.
You probably your conversation be different.
What?
Your conversation.
You can't be dropping conspiracy theories over conversation.
It's not a conspiracy theory if it's been proven.
Hey, Holly.
Yeah.
Your boy be having weird conversations.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
I can believe that.
It's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not a conspiracy theorist until it has not been proven.
They be up there talking about the chemtrails. Hey, you know, we see the chemtrails?
Hi, my name's Martin. Nice to meet you. Have you heard about the
chemtrails? With the chemtrails, those are the gases and
okay, hey, not that, not really.
Oh my God, no! But, I would clean walk away.
But again, thank you for popping in 321-339-1055.
Clean walk away.
You know what's interesting about it is I just think that there should be other people, especially to these new parents who we see spiraling down this bad parenting road. That parents need mentors.
Yeah.
You know, they do. When you become a parent, especially for the first time, go ahead, Holly.
I was going to say parents used to be parents. You know, your parents parented you. You know, they taught you things and showed you things and disciplined you, but now everybody want to be everybody's friend.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And we don't have any more me-moms.
I ain't trying to be friends.
Yeah.
No. I just had this conversation. Who was I just talking to about a young... Oh, I know exactly who I was talking to. Shout out to Rochelle in Chicago. And she was saying to me about just she couldn't understand how this young man was so disrespectful to his mom. And I say, because she smoked reefer with him. She been smoking with him since he was 13.
They're best friends.
Come on.
They're best friends. There ain't no parents.
She smoked weed with her 13-year-old. She taught him how to roll blunts.
At 13.
She talked about anything in front of him. Mm. Right?
Now she should go to jail.
No, it's too late now.
But the point is,
don't ask the question why the kid is talking to his mama like that. Because
that's the reason.
There's a basis for this.
Yeah.
And she smoked weed with him. I saw it with my own. I was like, "What the hell y'all doing?"
She's providing a child.
But again, this is this is an environment that we have seen. She's doing what?
Providing a child with illicit drugs.
This is an environment that we have seen time and time again. And then the outsiders, they go to these TV microphones and they want to break down the psychological aspects of being poor in America. Being poor in America ain't got nothing to do with that.
What
you're doing, ridiculousness.
No.
Facts.
Absolutely
okay?
not.
Okay. And especially, I know some people who grew up struggling penniless and they still had structure and they lived
absolutely.
They lived life right.
That's right.
Okay, so don't put the fact that some of these raggedy ass mamas are engaged in raggedy ass behavior is because they poor. And anytime they send these psychologists and these psychiatrists and these psychoanalysts, okay, who I think all of them are psycho to get there, okay. To talk about something they don't understand, being poor and engaging in ridiculous ass behavior like piercing a 2-month-old baby's nose ain't got nothing to do with you. That's got something to do with you not knowing what the hell you're doing and you creating a scenario that's going to be conducive to the downfall of that child. Mm. When you tattoo 11-year-old and you think it's okay, and then that child goes sideways because it's not used to structure at 15,
right.
Okay, that's on you.
That
don't
is.
Blame. You can't blame the system. You can't blame nobody.
You can't blame
else.
The school. Nobody.
Yeah. I wish my son would. Any of them would have came at me. Can I get a tattoo at 11? I'd have. Man, what?
And Don, to your point, also like what you said, it doesn't matter if you're poor and everything like that. You got rich folk up in California right now mutilating their children, telling them that their child is born this way or this way. In reality, that child was a child of God, and however God placed that child on this earth is where that child needs to be.
Oh, listen, that's a whole nother conversation.
You know what I'm
because
saying?
They're absolutely wow. doing that.
Yeah.
They are signing off for these kids to have gender changes.
Yeah, reassignment, what they call it, reassignment. Yeah.
And this all goes back to bad parents.
How can you reassign somebody?
Your gender, huh?
Your gender.
Yeah, you just reassign. We're gonna change this person to a puppy.
Well, he thought he was a dog, so we're gonna change him into.
Alakazam, you're a puppy.
you know, it's just amazing. I really wanted to come out of the gate when I saw that, and then I'll never forget my friend came to see me, and we drank a glass of wine, a bottle of wine, two bottles of wine. Anyway. And she was just distraught by the 11-year-old kid getting a tattoo.
Yeah, that's a
and,
lot.
The fact that he came into the class and he wanted to show all the other kids in the class.
And
that,
now you're creating something in these other kids.
That he got his mama's name on his arm or some nonsense like that. You know, that's a sick mom, right? Yes. So he ended up showing everybody.
It's the fact that they would do that. I mean, why would you? I wouldn't allow the kid to do something like that until old enough to understand what
absolutely
we're really doing.
And the infections that come with that ink and with those tattoos.
So am I the only one in the studio on the show today that don't have a tattoo?
I don't have a tattoo.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have a tattoo.
No.
I haven't had a tattoo.
Stephanie, you got a tattoo?
Nope, no tattoo.
Okay, Holly the only one.
I only have my ears pierced. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, same.
No tattoos.
I thought you had a tattoo, young
fella. That was Marvin.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. He had a few.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. Mm-mm. Listen, we're going to head to break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. The open mics are already open. Head over to the App Store. Grab the app. Download the app. Drop us an open mic. You're listening to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
I'm going to ask Eddie Cleanhead Vincent to come out and join J-Max.
Let me know when you're ready, Holly. This is Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, one of my favorite songs, dating back 60, 70 years.
Wow. I'm very positive, Bill.
So much, everybody. Welcome back.
That's beautiful.
But the lyrics to this song are just absolutely amazing. But give us a call, 321-339.
Wait, there are lyrics?
Huh?
There are lyrics?
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Give us a call, 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Hey, listen, I just came over something else I want to tell y'all. The motto of this show is listen, laugh, and learn.
Yes.
And we are unfiltered and unafraid.
Facts. Unapologetic.
At Florida Man Radio. and unapologetic. So I'm watching this video, Holly, of a Nigerian gentleman in Nigeria. Of course, you know the Chinese are big in African on the African continent now, as well as Jamaica
right.
and Haiti.
They run them.
And so the Chinese have their own supermarket in Nigeria. So the Nigerian gentleman wanted to shop at the Chinese supermarket. And I want you to listen to this.
Wonders shall never end. There's this supermarket I saw online. It's a Chinese supermarket. They have like Chinese stuff inside, food, ramen, and other things. So I wanted to go there and check it out. And on going there, they told me, at the gate, the security people told me, the supermarket is strictly for Chinese people. If you are a Nigerian, you cannot go inside. You cannot buy anything. This supermarket is here in Abuja, in Nigeria.
Okay, stop it now.
So this store is in Nigeria.
In Nigeria. And he told him, they told him.
And Nigerians can't go.
Yeah, right. And guess what?
Shut it down.
I'm fine with that. I would not want a Nigerian near my cash register or my credit card machine. I'm telling you right now.
You wild for that.
I'm telling you right now.
You wild for that.
Don, that's racist.
Oh, that is so racist.
First of all, have you ever, anybody ever, you know Nigerians?
I do have one Nigerian friend.
Okay, Holly, you know any Nigerians?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, a Nigerian will get you, okay?
Well, the Nigerian friend I know is a lawyer. Yeah, so good.
Okay, good. You tell that lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
I know.
I get emails occasionally from Nigerian princes, but I never respond.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Nigerian will get you. I got by a Nigerian, almost got, right? This dude was right up on the edge of getting me, and something told me. Something said, Don, this dude's going to get you.
Oh, Lord.
You hear me? Look, I got a friend. She married a Nigerian. Holly, you should know this story.
You know a lot of women doing that.
He had a wife in three cities. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
In three cities.
And all he was looking for was Social Security numbers, okay? He got it. Man, I'm telling you. Look, yeah. I get it. The Chinese done figured it out. The Chinese done got that letter. They done got that Nigerian send me $5,000 and I send you $5 million Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Holly, you ain't never got that email.
You got to do is send me your security number and your address, and I'm going to send the money to you.
I applaud the Chinese.
Just send me $1,000 to cover it.
I applaud the Chinese.
That sounds crazy.
The Chinese trying to cover their ass, man. You let them Nigerians round your credit card machine. Man, they going to watch. Go look. Okay, somebody bought a Rolls Royce and Legos. Okay.
Like, but if you're putting your business up in my neighborhood, you're going to spend some money. You're going to do something got to give.
But again, they leverage that money, and you got to understand the relationship between the Chinese and many of these dark countries. Mm. You look what they've done in Jamaica and the level of arrogance with that the Chinese community. Yeah. They don't give a damn.
They don't.
Okay?
They
let's be clear, man. Out there. Whatever. They don't give a damn. They will set up and shop.
Well, I guess when you got to talk about rockets versus rocks.
Rockets versus rocks.
Rockets versus rocks.
That was hilarious.
What? Hey, listen, do me a favor. Let's check out some open mics.
Hey, good morning, guys. Austin from Tampa. Hey, leave that boy LP alone. You guys always calling that man lazy, but doesn't that boy Don Miller got a lazy eye?
Oh, wow.
Hey, that was hilarious.
Thank you for reaching back out yesterday on Instagram, too, man.
Yo, wow.
Good morning, guys. I'm so happy you guys are holding people accountable, man. This you like it, I love it culture is killing us, man. You know, when we come together, man, the sky's the limit, man. Black Wall Street was proof of it. And ever since then, it seems like stuff has just been thrown in our way to keep us from coming together, man. Whether it's you talk white, you're trying to be white.
Hey guys, great show. I just wanted to say I'd be more than willing to contribute money toward Holly getting some other method of data connection. I don't know if it's cricket wireless. It's got plugged into a couple more things, but it's just the worst.
We are working on it.
They have other means. It's pretty readily available. Let me know what you need. I'll help you out, bro.
We're working on it, man. Thank you so much again. We are working on it. You know, I'll be honest with you. We're trying so hard to get this figured out. Hopefully in the next few days,
yeah,
we will have this figured out. Stedman, right? Hopefully in the next few days. We ain't saying it's your fault, Stedman.
I was going to say, man, but I know as much as you do.
Yeah, yeah, that's my thing. We're trying to get
don't
it
throw it
out.
Over here. I'm right. going back.
Well, give us a call. 321-339-1055. Again, thank you, caller, who just said what you said. It's really interesting because he said it's amazing what we could do.
If we come together.
If we come together.
Yeah.
But the problem is we got to come together and really find credible individuals to be at the forefront of that coming together.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right now, there is a situation brewing in Atlanta where there's a guy who said he was putting together this investment fund of black people. 15,000 black people invested in this fund, Holly. And this dude, he done slipped off with these people's money.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is he Nigerian?
You talking about is he Nigerian?
No, the name of the thing. It's interesting. It's called, they use the term the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, right? Playing off of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the Tulsa race massacres occurred. So allegedly a bunch of people, many black people, this guy's name is Jay Morrison, donated big money to this project, only to right now people are coming after him saying that, hey, dude, what's up with the money? And but again, this guy has some challenging history. You know, we so forgiving, right? Listen, I want to make an announcement.
You better talk about that.
I want to make an announcement. If somebody got a history of taking people's stuff, guess what they're going to do, Holly?
Continue to take people's stuff.
They going to take people's stuff, man. Come on.
Get your get on out of this gym. Yeah.
So I want to ask, was there a contract involved? When you invest,
yeah, I'm sure there will.
Absolutely, yeah, it's going to be some paperwork.
A piece of paper is only worth a piece of paper written on.
Facts, but when he wrote up this contract and he said is that at risk?
Again,
that was that loophole.
Again, it's just look.
It's a risk.
There are a lot of people out here, guys,
yeah,
whose whole program is to get you.
Yes.
And you got
to
be.
They just keep finding a new way to hustle. Yeah.
And you got to really understand that. And it's hard for me to feel sorry.
Yeah.
When you don't do your own due diligence. And Holly, you and I talk about that all the time, man. We see people go get God and then they be mad. Like, I got God. I can't believe it. Yeah, I can't believe your ass got God because you didn't do due diligence.
Well, he said it was an investment fund.
Yeah, right, the writing was on the wall.
You know, it's unfortunate that we put ourselves in positions, then we get mad and blame everybody else.
Yeah.
Listen, if it sounds too good to be true,
it is.
It highly likely is.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think people need to understand that, you know, and we got to be careful when we attach ourselves to situations without understanding it.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a conversation.
Let's talk.
I got this message a few months ago, and I kind of didn't want to even talk about it. I know I wanted to wait till I sent it to D'Amica, and we were going to talk about it, but we keep missing. You know, come on, you come in here, and you miss sometime when you come in here, right? And there's a lady who found out that her fiancé dated for 5 years her mother.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
And you got to listen. And when she graduated college, FAMU, go Rattlers, she moved to California, took a job in California, stayed out there for like 15 years. Her mom was living in Pensacola. And then when her mom got retired from the service, she moved to Jacksonville. This guy's a Navy guy. He was in Jacksonville. He starts dating the mom for like 3-4 years. The daughter's in California, right? Maybe 4 years. Mom passes away in a car accident. Daughter moves back home to Jacksonville to kind of take care of everything, get everything going. The dude knows it's the daughter, but she doesn't know it's the mom's ex.
Wow. Now that's dirty.
No, listen. So... this is crazy. So when my buddy Harold sent me this information, he was like, Don, you got to talk about this, and I'll text her if you talk about it. So Harold, I know if you're listening, man, let her know I'm getting ready to hit this with. But I wanted to think about this. So the mom is in Jack's. She's in California. He starts dating the mom. He retired from the Navy at Navy Jack's. She's living there. They started dating 3 years, maybe. I think 3 or 4 years. Mom passes away in a car accident. They're in their late 50s, right? The daughter spends 10 years in California. When mom dies, she moves back to Jacksonville, where she's currently living. And the dude, I guess she didn't see the guy at the funeral or whatever, because he was kind of low-key in the conversation with the mom. They kind of kept it low-key. And two of the mom's friends knew about the guy. And the two friends, only one of them had a relationship with the daughter, because the daughter was always living in California, came home for the holidays. We're going to go to break. When I come back, I want to talk about this, because she's at a tough place right now, because I think she really loves this guy. You listen to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead, just because my head is bald.
Right now.
Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead.
Watch this.
If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show.
The women made them ball.
That's Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. We say, if it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today.
I have my curly locks today.
Man, these women are wearing my half my head. Tell you what I know, not what I heard, okay? Thank you again, everyone. You can drop us an open mic. Head over to the App Store. Grab the app. I promote the app because I really know people are moving around a lot.
Yes.
And I want you to have the app on your cell phone. Head over to the App Store. Grab the app. You can just click, boom, the Don Miller Show, the Shannon Burke Show, Bubba the Love Sponge. And listen to us wherever you are, all over the world, quite frankly. We had some people listening out of the country the other day, sent us some messages. But again, head over to the App Store, grab the app. If you are listening on radio in Central Florida, 103.1, or in the Panhandle, 103.1, again, we thank you so much for all the support. I want to get back to the conversation. A friend of mine was telling me a story about a young lady who lived in California for years after she graduated from college. Her mom was life military and kind of bounced around in military. Finally, after retiring out of Pensacola, she moved to Jacksonville, where she met a guy, dated this guy for 3 years. I just got the message, 3.5 years, and was getting ready to introduce him to the daughter. She passed away in a car accident. Daughter flies home, spends time. Daughter's an only child, spends time, goes to the service, goes back to California. Her mom had bought some houses, was doing some real estate stuff in Jacksonville. So daughter decides to move to Jackson, kind of take over what her mom was doing. She moves to Jacksonville. She meets a man who does say that he knew her mother, but did not go into detail.
Of how
he knew her mother. So he kind of started assisting, helping her in terms of the layout of her mom's business stuff. And she starts dating the guy. She is 43, and he is turning 60. And she really started enjoying the guy's company. They started dating. It's been a year and 6 months. He has not told her about the relationship. She shared this with her mom's friend. Only two of her mom's friend knew about the relationship. And her, she had been telling her mom's friend, who's kind of like her godmother, about this guy that she met. He's retired Navy, just amazing, yada, yada, yada. Never mentioned the name or anything. There's a lot of retired Navy people in Jacksonville, from what I understand. Just a good guy, single guy. And the lady was so happy for her. And so finally, then somehow the name comes out, the guy's name. His name is Earl. So finally, somehow the name Earl pops out. And she was like, oh, my goodness, that's amazing. Your mom, before she passed away, was kind of smitten. These are exact words, smitten with a guy named Earl as well. And kind of just nothing outside of that, right? Fast forward, she puts a picture of herself on a cruise on her social media, and Earl is in the background. Not in the picture, necessarily, but inadvertently in the background. This same lady sees it, and she's like, whoa. And so she reaches out to my friend, Harold, and kind of said, you know, what should I say?
How do I handle this?
How do I handle this? Because the young lady is totally into this guy now. And so Harold's like, Don, throw it out there and see what the responses may be.
Wow.
I'm going to go to Lady Drina first.
That's sticky. Honestly, I would say something, being the mother's friend. Mm-hmm. I would say something as best as possible, but I would do it soon.
Yeah,
I would let her know. I think it was actually the man's responsibility to say something to that daughter. He had the relationship, and he knew of their relationship. Mm-hmm. He should have said something in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, that's deceitful.
Stedman.
So he knows how this is going to end if he says anything to her about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why he hasn't. The age difference isn't that bad. I mean, at first I was like, oh, God, you know, is he like, is she 25 and he's sick? No.
No.
I mean, 43 and 60.
Yeah.
The fact that they've kind of struck up a kinship.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth now.
Damn, Holly. Hold on. You're going to get your turn. It's, I don't know. It's, I mean, the more you were telling the story, it really wasn't that creepy to me, but it just.
No, it's not creepy.
It kept ringing in my head. I'm like, there's a reason he's not telling her, and it's because he knows she's going to be like, oh, I can't see you anymore.
Exactly.
So he's afraid.
LP.
I'm agree with Drina, and I think it's on the man. It was like, if you know the relationship between them, you should have said, hey, I know your mama.
He mentioned that he knew the mama.
No, he knew the mom.
Yeah, I know your mama.
More than the way he
I
mentioned
really know
it.
Your mama.
You know, he should have been like, I really know your mom. We need to talk about that.
I know your mama.
Yeah, so I'm known with your mother. Yeah.
Give us a call, 321-3391.
Kind of kept like your mom does.
What? He said, I can't with Holly.
You know, this is a tough one for me. 321-339-1055, the number to dial. This is a tough one for me, and it's a tough one because the problem here is deceit.
It's deceitful,
okay?
Definitely.
But sounds like she's happier than she's ever been.
Mm.
But she won't be when she find out.
Holly?
Maybe she won't find out. Maybe he'll keep that secret. Maybe he keeps that a secret.
But y'all, look at this. If he can be that
deceitful.
I
just don't understand. Go ahead.
If you can be that deceitful and hold that,
right,
what else can you hold?
Yeah.
What else can you be deceitful for? Come on now.
She's experiencing why mama went with for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But she didn't even know her mama had anybody.
But okay. Her mama dead. Her mama dead. She won't be back.
Right, but that's still deceitful. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey, y'all, join me on this conversation. 321-339-1055. But drop me an open mic. Her mama dead. It's a wrap for the mother, right? The daughter is happy. Yep. My buddy was telling me, she said she's learning so much from this guy.
Aunt killing it.
Yeah. Huh?
Aunt
killing it.
Yeah, she's learning from
him. What she wants.
She's learning about business. He's loving her. They're going on trips, you know, and the nosy friend, I hope she don't say anything.
The friend is not nosy.
That is nosy.
That's not nosy. If you posted something public and I look at it and recognize somebody in your picture, that's not nosy. Yeah, like, that was public.
Yeah, so that's like somebody having a phone on speaker and then everybody can hear the conversation.
Yeah, that's public. You made it public.
I'm challenged to pass judgment on this scenario. Okay, and I'll tell you why. A few weeks ago on the show, I mentioned that happened to me, Holly. Remember? And Holly remembers when it happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was at the strip club, and the young lady dancing for me reminded me of another stripper from 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be sad.
It ended up being her mom.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
But I fled.
Let's be clear.
I was like, I ain't going to do this.
I ain't playing this game.
But now they're so far down the line, over a year in. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, you on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
This is Terry calling from the Panhandle. How
hey,
you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to call Holly out, okay? He is so funny. That man will cover anything that has to do with love and sex, but he point his finger as quick as he can be at something else he sees wrong. It's the truth. I love him, okay? Call him out.
Facts, honey. Call him out.
If it has to do with that, he will keep it secret. That boy is tight. But when it comes to somebody doing something wrong, oh no, he pointing his finger. I just want to say that. That's all I have to say.
I love it. She just made my day.
Thank you so much. Hey, Holly. Holly.
Damn,
Holly, defend yourself, man.
Give Holly a minute to get dressed again. She just got dressed down.
Like this. I always keep my dicks up. So just in case, get off me.
That was brilliant. You know what's the interesting thing is, though, when you listen to a situation like this, I think it probably, since the mom kept the relationship so private, and she passed away suddenly, and the daughter took possession of the home and everything, and there were no remnants of this guy there. For 3.5 years, yeah. There are no remnants of this guy in the home.
Okay. But he has the remnants, and it was his responsibility to not be deceitful and tell the truth about it.
Well, it sounds like he helping with bills.
No, it should stop, man.
That doesn't matter because this is the thing. You are taking her choice away from her.
That's true.
She should have been able to make an educated choice if I wanted to be with this man after knowing what had taken place between him and my mother.
And I hear you that.
I just think that happiness in this time that we live in today, I think is so much more important than a lot of other stuff.
Facts.
Right? And to hear that she's happy, she's thriving, she's engaging with someone who's treating her really good, it sounds like.
Educating her.
And I think to the mother's friend, who is probably the only other person who knows of this, I think she should just kind of move on and mind her own business.
Facts.
And let the chips fall where they may. Because I can tell you, I don't know if you've loved in a weird scenario before. I have. Oftentimes in a weird scenario of love.
Yeah.
Somebody can tell you something and you turn on them.
Facts.
You know?
Absolutely.
So the lady can.
If it's not what you want to hear.
Right. The lady can go to her and say, look, that was your mom's dude. And that relationship fall apart. Then the only other person she has in Jacksonville, her mom's best friend, now she don't even have that relationship. Yeah. So then I think her level of vulnerability in
it's
all of this
heightened.
Is even greater. Would y'all agree with that?
I can see that.
So I think if I just don't know. I think it's a tough one. I think it's a very tough one. I know I'm a snitch and I wouldn't tell. You know, I don't think I would tell her, Holly. Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Holly, you got to see Drina's face right now.
Okay, so listen. It's because I've been in a situation similar to this. Okay. I was the female, and I dated a father, and then the son tried to date me. Mm-hmm. Okay,
damn.
And it freaked me all the way out. It freaked me all the way out. So I literally was like, hey, I never told the son about the relationship with me and the dad, but I never started anything with the son ever.
Yeah, because
you get what I'm saying?
Because you found out.
Because I knew.
So you're saying is the moral line linear when it comes to the how long? So it's like 3 months, 4 months. What point is it that there's no turning back?
I think he's at the point now where he can't turn back. They've been together 3 years, but
he's only been together with the daughter for a year and a half.
Okay, so but the mother,
three and a half years
mm-hmm. with the mother, and a year now with the daughter.
Yeah.
That conversation should have been had before they even got to a month.
Mm.
That conversation should have been that conversation should have been out. That to me is. As a woman, and that she's the only daughter, the only child of her mom, she loves, reveres her mom, and probably misses her mom a lot. Mm. What do you think kind of trauma she's going to have after she realized, I just had intimacy with somebody my mom possibly had intimacy with?
She could say, well, I know now my dad.
No, come on now.
I'm sorry.
That's not going to happen.
It's been 5 years since this lady was. Right. This girl was involved in her mom's life. Right. 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that doesn't mean she wasn't involved in her mom's life. That just means she wasn't involved
in
the relationship.
If she didn't know her mom's relationship she was with this guy for three years.
I see Holly's point, right? So the mom kept this a hell of a secret.
Yeah.
From everybody, it sounds like.
My mom did too before. She kept it, but that doesn't take away from the issue at hand. That was deceitful.
Holly, you say, or even that, or they were not that close.
Five years and your mama don't tell you who she knocking off.
Okay, let's check out.
That's a lie.
Let's check out some open mics.
I don't know if I'm buying the whole story, Don. You mean to tell me he said he knew her mom, but they never talked about how he knew her mom? Oh, yeah, by the way, I was effing your mother, too. Come on now.
Oh, wow.
But would you, if you...
Hey, y'all. Lando, Fort Walton Beach. Yeah, that situation is ugly, but he got to be up front. He got to tell her the truth. You know, a lot of times, the things you are afraid of, when you're afraid of something, usually that fear will bring it to you. You know, if you're afraid of doing something and you get too cautious, then the bad thing happens. What I'm saying is, he needs to tell her up front. You know, quit being a punk about it and deal with it. Everybody else need to mind their own business and leave them two alone.
Okay.
Period.
If that's easy to say, you ain't had that good.
Right.
But if it's good.
He should have had this conversation.
Let's just be clear. He's a manipulator.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If nothing else. He's a manipulator.
Yes. Period.
We're not going to defend him.
Old school manipulator.
I'm just saying.
He's definitely running game.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah.
But she's happy.
That's the point I want.
You know,
it's temporary happiness.
But I want to know how did she and the guy get together? How did they ever get together?
He prayed on her. That's how. Because he knew her. She didn't know him.
This is my concern, okay, with the whole thing. How they met would be really important for me to find out.
Facts.
Right?
Because he prayed on her.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he put himself in a position to meet her?
Because he knew her.
You follow me?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You feel the deceit more now, don't you?
Yeah, I do now. I think I feel it.
He want that younger mama.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
I'm Rob, and I'm from Sanford.
Hey, Rob from Sanford. Hey, Rob.
So I have a funny story about Vietnamese people. When I was a bit younger before I retired, I was a housing inspector,
mm-hmm.
and I got a phone call that there was a problem with a building, went in, and it was a three-story apartment building, went in on the second floor, and there was water coming in through the ceiling, but it wasn't anywhere near a bathroom or a kitchen. And I'm saying, well, something's wrong. So went upstairs and knocked on the door right above them. And this little Vietnamese lady came up by, and I said, I'm the housing inspector, and I need to take a look. There's a problem. We've got some water going through downstairs, and so we want to check what's wrong. So I went and checked in the room that was should have been a bedroom right above where the one that was leaking, and they had 2 feet of dirt in the whole room, and was growing stuff. So they were watering it every day, and it was just going down through the ceiling down below.
In-house.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up.
God,
it was the funniest thing that I ever saw.
They had an indoor garden, huh?
They had an indoor garden. They were planting stuff above, and they're watering
everything. Was it growing? No,
I don't think it had time to grow before it was going through the ceiling, but that's what they were doing, or attempting to do. And then they had in the other room, they had chickens, and they had all the animals that there were in another bedroom. So,
Wow. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Okay, for taking a shot.
Hey, great show. I listen to you every day when I'm in my car.
Thank you so much, my friend. He just took a whole shot at the Vietnamese
that
community.
Is hilarious.
I was just playing with the Vietnamese community. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Hey, this is Jim from Texas.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm well. How are y'all today?
Good. Go ahead, Jimmy.
You're talking about an episode of NCIS.
Really?
You know that dude done knows everything about that little girl. Mm-hmm. Her mama told her every little what she loves, what she hates, what kind of man she likes, what she can't stand. That didn't play. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you think that he needs to be told on?
Definitely.
Man, he done went and removed all the stuff from the house.
Yeah.
You know he had a key if he was dating her for 3.5 years.
That's absolutely.
That's why there's no pictures. Yeah. That's why there's none of that stuff there.
That's good.
Are you an investigator?
I'm telling you, that was good.
No. And I'm the one that finds stuff on the TV dollars. Ben Gibbs, we solve a lot of crimes at lunch on NCIS.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Wow.
Hey, Holly.
That was interesting.
He just shifted me. He just shifted me all the way back.
Because if
he was dating her that long, he definitely had a key.
Absolutely.
If they were that private, he had a key.
Absolutely.
And after the incident, he had access to the home.
Yeah.
So he probably went and removed any remnants of him because there's no way there ain't a pair of drawers or something.
Period.
After 3.5 years of a secret relationship.
Listen,
at least a pair of drawers.
At least
there is not one relationship I've ever had that doesn't know I have children. Yeah. Down to their names and their accomplishments.
And then, so you have to go to their house. So you got keys sometime to go to their house,
listen.
Right? Do you leave stuff at their house?
Don is foolish. Yeah. I'm not dealing with that. The answer probably is yes.
No, let's go to
break. Don't tell your business.
Let's go to break. We come back. She's going to tell her business right here on the Don Miller Show. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. The phone lines are open. The open mic is wide open. We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Woo! I felt like we were going to church.
Jim Croce.
Hey.
That's Jim Croce.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Boy, this was a great song, Holly. Calling Treetop.
The day that was it, bro.
And just calling. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Open mics are open. Give us a call, 321-339-1055. Okay, I'm torn as heck.
Come on.
I'm torn now.
Tell the truth, Don.
I want to believe it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
I want to believe the guy had a key.
And he went in and he took all remnants of him in the relationship that he had with the deceased.
And he had conversations with the mama.
I believe the mama probably talked about her beautiful daughter.
Absolutely.
Living in California.
Her accomplishments.
I'm sure the mom showed him pictures of the beautiful daughter who lived in California. Yeah. Was an engineer.
Accomplishments. Come on now.
Well, old father must be pretty smooth.
But
the mom and the daughter.
But I also want to believe.
There are some smooth ones.
But what is the benefit of telling her?
So
it's not
none,
but
none, guys.
It's not a benefit.
See, and I'm with you all the way there. But and y'all pushing on this man now. Y'all pushing on this man. What if the woman said that take care of my daughter, and he doesn't want to do it for free and stuff like that, and they're probably getting together.
Yeah, but he ain't say
you stretching.
What'd you call it?
She didn't tell him to hit it.
But what if the mother is attracted? Not the mother. What if the daughter is attracted to the same kind of man the mother was?
Apparently,
well, you know what I'm saying?
So if this was organic in any way, why open the mouth?
Listen, I believe from the daughter's perspective, it is organic.
Yes, yeah. The daughter, it is.
I also believe that the daughter probably was drawn to this guy for the same reasons that the mother was drawn to this guy.
The mom was.
And I also believe that if there's anybody, this is where I am. This is what I would do. Y'all know me.
Yeah.
This is what I would do.
Yeah.
I would go talk to the guy. Mm-hmm. I think somebody needs to talk to him and not her.
Yes.
And somebody,
I agree, because it's his responsibility.
Somebody somebody needs to find out just quietly and nicely what his intentions are.
Got some homewreckers.
And let him know that they're on to him.
That dude just called us homewreckers.
I ain't nobody listening to that. But I think just somebody let him know, even if he has bad intentions, hey, we're on to you.
Yeah.
Subtly. Mm-hmm. Because telling her, I don't see the benefit in telling her.
It's no benefit. It's going to break her.
You know, Quetta Jean Johnson from the Johnson family thinks that the guy definitely is laying into an angle.
Yes.
Sandra, who's a listener to the show, believes that telling her is only going to make it worse for her. Mike, who says, Don, telling her is only going to crush her, and who knows what happens from that point
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
She's lost her mother and the love of her life at that point.
Yeah.
Steve says, let that man do his thing and continue to make her happy. I say, let's check out some open mics.
Mm. Yeah, let's do that.
Yo, Don, let's be honest. This dude is a POS, brother. He preyed on that girl. He tried her. But you know what? He didn't get what he wanted from the mama, which is access to that finance. So what'd he do? He went after the daughter so he could still get in what he would have put time on. I don't care what nobody said.
That
dude
good.
Is a POS. Kick him to the curb. Yeah. No doubt.
Hey, y'all. Lando again. You know, that's why I like y'all's show. You learn something and then you have to correct it. I came up bad-mouthing folks, but after hearing y'all, he's a predator. That man's a predator and he needs to be outed and dined out. It may hurt her, but it will save her in the long run.
Period.
It'll be to him out. And once again, if you're wrong, you gotta own up to it and I stand corrected.
Wow. Lando changes
hey, too. Happy here, Floreller. I just listened to what y'all talking about there. I tell you what, you look there in the Bible, it says over in Leviticus 20:14, some serious danger for somebody to do something like that. But it was a good thing we ain't under the law like they was. Anyway, they can find just about anything in that ocean of truth condensed down into one little bubble in the Bible. Y'all take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but again, go ahead.
All right, so...
Hey, wasn't y'all just talking about women's intuition the other day? I bet you she probably already knows and just doesn't want to talk to other people about it. But as your girl said, she knows something's off.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
All right, so my question is, what man does not have an angle when he's pursuing a woman? You know what I'm saying? So if this man,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? So if this man said, okay, cool. I know this situation, that, and he decides, you know what? I'm going to try and help her out, but it ends up falling into a relationship, and he's scared right now to even go any further because he probably was helping her, and they were probably having, like, conversations, but he didn't bring it up. So I don't see it as a predator as much because the lady's 40. You know what I'm saying? So we're not even going to talk about age. He's not looking.
So you're telling me someone 40 can't be preyed on?
I mean, not in the sense of preyed on, but there's got to be some type of common sense.
No, this was manipulation.
I don't see it as manipulation.
It was manipulation at its best.
So you're saying that 40, she should know better.
Exactly. But that's not necessarily true.
That's not true. She was blind in this. Come on now. How can you be... She was blind. She had no information on this. Mm. He has all the cards in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on now. He has cards in this because he knows.
So for three or four years, you don't know who your mom is dating?
Man, my mom hid a relationship for me for many years. All I knew she was talking to somebody. This real. Parents do that.
Yeah, my mom did it with me.
I had a whole relationship my kids know nothing about before.
Yeah. Now, mama will hide a relationship.
They can hide.
Yeah.
My mama, I swear to God, my mom was dating the pastor.
I'm telling you what I know.
Women are better at holding secrets than men, anyways.
Facts.
I'm telling you what. When you think about this, it has really changed my mind as well because Pap from Florilla mentioned Leviticus 20, and it says if a man marries a woman and her mother also. That is shameful conduct. The man and the two women shall be burned to death so that the man, the mother, and the daughter both being married together to him.
Because it leads to a sign of incest.
But the point is, though, I think the guy either started out trying to help the young lady, respecting the fact maybe that it was a personal, quiet relationship. But again, there's no way I'm a date a woman for 3.5 years, especially on a secret relationship. This is what people what we're missing in this big picture.
Come on.
In a secret relationship, which I've had, because of the secrecy, you move in stealth, right, Holly? So you definitely leave remnants at the person's house because you go over there, you want to get in.
Exactly.
Close the door, close the windows.
In and out.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you don't want to keep toting a bag over there, right?
Absolutely.
Because so like get in, close the garage real quick. Ain't nobody see me come.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But for there to be no remnants of the gentleman in the house.
Yeah. I don't think that.
All this time.
He might be playing dumb.
Yeah,
huh?
She might be playing it as might be playing dumb.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna act like I didn't know about it and just go ahead and go. You know.
Yeah.
She had to know in 3.5 years. How do you know?
Holly, I'm telling you, Holly.
Listen, Holly, understand that part.
So what we all saying is that they never met.
They never met.
They never met.
It was a secret relationship,
and there was nothing in the house.
Right.
But
no
we're assuming
no
that he had a key.
No Thanksgiving.
Holly, come on. Yeah. Let me just say this to Holly. I know my mama had a secret boyfriend. I was trying to find out who he was.
Me too.
Okay?
Okay,
I'm just telling you, for some reason, this is the one that she never exposed me to.
Come on. Talk
I met
about
a couple
that.
Of them. Mm-hmm. But this one, I was trying to figure out who this one was. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So a woman, a mother especially, for whatever reason, they have done that. Women have that history.
I've done it. Yeah.
Huh? So,
yes.
Yes. Right.
So, yes.
So I believe, so birthdays, holidays, hey, look, my daughter coming to town. I see you next week.
Period.
You ever had to say that?
Yes.
Okay. You follow me, Stanley? Yeah.
Don't even come around. Don't call my phone.
My kid's going to be in town. Right? Nobody met Nathaniel. Nobody.
Right.
Okay? Quetta Jean Johnson from the Johnson family.
I know about that.
Okay? Quetta Jean Johnson from the Johnson family. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
My point is this. So, yes, I understand the exposing. And maybe this mother just wasn't ready.
Right.
And at some point said, hey, look, babe, fly home. I got something to tell you.
Yes.
And this is whoever was so-and-so, and we're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Women do that.
Yes.
Especially women who are at a certain place in life and success. This lady is, hold on, let me look at my card.
So now, so
like
in other words,
28 years military.
Dingling.
28 years military. Yeah, yeah. So she did. She was doing all right. But from what I understand, he was long time military as well.
Yeah.
So they were both doing all right. But for some reason, the mom didn't tell the daughter.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying the mom didn't tell the daughter she was seeing somebody, but just didn't identify the subject.
Yeah.
So the subject in this case knows who the daughter is. Daughter has no idea who the subject is.
Exactly.
Correct?
That's correct.
So daughter moves to town, takes over mom's estate, trying to kind of get things back in order, moves into the home, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Somehow subject meets daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I knew your mom. I helped her with some real estate stuff, yada, yada, yada. Oh, great. Can you help me? I'm so confused. Sure, I can help you. I'll show you. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter finds subject appealing, as mom did.
Right.
Yeah.
Daughter may have pushed the issue to engage to the next level with the subject.
You never know.
Yes or no?
Facts.
Subject is like, do you push her away or do you want to protect her?
But in that moment, your integrity as a man, he should have said something.
No.
He has no integrity, and he has no character.
So
he should have said something.
So I want to go ahead and push back on the little Leviticus Bible.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So I want to push back on the Leviticus Bible verse real quick. That's basically of marriage, and you can marry a widow.
Okay.
So I just want to say that.
I know what you're saying. That's what Pat said. Yeah. I was just reading. Anyway, the point is, I don't know, but I think this could easily be misconstrued. I think the guy could have kind of put himself in a position to meet the young lady because he wanted to help her.
Yeah.
And say, hey, oh, yeah, I knew your mom. I was helping her with some stuff. And okay,
she wanted
wow,
to help,
thank you
all
so
right.
much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. My mom, you know, she never mentioned you, but thank you for your assistance. Okay, yeah, this boom, boom. He probably knew everything the mom was working on.
Yep.
So he immediately knew what the situation was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she probably was just enamored with him. Y'all ain't never, let me just say so. As an older guy, you've never had a young lady, you just feel like, Holly, I didn't even got to ask you this, that just become enamored with you? Like, oh my God, wow. Mr. Holly.
It makes you feel powerful.
How do you know?
I've listened.
Go ahead, come on now, because your young lady is in their teens. What you talking about? I'm just messing with you.
No, bump that.
See,
I'm 30, so my young's are 22s.
Okay, but your young's are like 22.
Yeah, your young's are like 22.
But Holly, you ever had a young lady enamored with you? And
wish I could say yes, but I wouldn't know. Because I'm kind of a focused person. Like if I'm somebody, I'm looking at getting distracted too much.
Hey, hold on.
I wish if somebody would like me.
What? I wish somebody would.
Hey, let's go to the phone line. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Good morning, guys. It's Austin from Tampa.
Hey, man.
How's it?
Hey, I got a few things. I don't think he's wrong in a way. Maybe in somewhat, yeah, he probably should have brought it up earlier. But at the end of the day, what if the mom told him, hey, take care of my daughter, please. Make sure she's good. All that. Nobody knows that what happened behind the scenes. And she's 40 years old. Mean. If she didn't know her mom was dating for someone that long, why would she care if he dated her? Mm. And then it's crazy. Like, I don't think he's a predator in a way. If she was a little younger, I would probably see that. But 40 years old, man. You've gone through hell and back a couple of times. You should pretty much know where you are in life and what you want. And if you're happy, if they're both happy, they're going, like, they're doing good, why bother it?
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, too, she talked about integrity of the man. The mom didn't have any integrity either for 3 or 4 years to open up to your own family about who you're dating.
That's her choice. That's not integrity.
Austin.
That's her choice. She has a choice if she wants to.
Yeah,
that's
Austin,
not the same.
Come on. You don't think your mama kept a secret from you?
Right.
Nah, man. My mom dated like 30 guys. I know what she's doing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, man, love you, bro.
You got a different household than us.
Love you, Austin,
household,
man.
Our household was different.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Austin. Let's head over and check out some open mics.
Hey, guys, that man's a snake in the grass. He's got different intentions, I believe.
You don't do something like that. That man knows full well everything he's doing from the day she died till now. It's happening. Horrible.
Wow. I'm going to have to disagree. They're both adults. They're both over 21. They both have responsibility to each other, but it ain't nobody else's responsibility but theirs. What he did before, maybe a good guy, maybe bad guy. This may be true love. This may be game. That's not our place to say, just the same as it's not anybody else's place to say what your relationships are.
What's up, guys? Over here. If we're talking about him getting the mom and the daughter, sounds like a pretty lucky guy to me.
That's what it's all about.
Wow.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I think she knew, and I think he knew. There was no reason for this relationship to be a secret, especially if the daughter likes the dude. So they were on Zoom calls or FaceTime. She got to talk to him. He got to talk to her. He getting a younger version of her. And for her, mom was probably bragging about what a great guy he was. And so she probably felt that vibe about him.
Got cut off on that last one, but, you know, he's an older guy, established, gentleman, opening doors, doing all this stuff that these modern men don't do, and was chivalrous, and that appealed to her. And again, your younger version of her mom. Yeah, she knew, and he knew.
You know, again, I was just mentioning before we headed over to the open mics, have you ever had a younger woman enamored with you? And I can say this. I've had a younger woman just, I had to say no to like a bunch of times, like, no, I'm good. You know, but you know, Don, I'm like, no, I'm sorry. No. And I was probably 50, man, let's see. Yeah. I was probably early 50s and she was like mid early 30s. And it was like, the level of aggressiveness is what threw me off. She was she was attractive, but I was like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Back just off.
Like,
bad. You know? Yeah, like back off.
And I created, and guess what? And I know for a fact, I created the problem by being a gentleman. And oftentimes, Holly, you know this to be a fact. These young dudes, they're not gentlemen at all.
Right. It's a new age.
They're not gentlemen at all. They're not definitely
minus
not.
Minus my son. He's okay. A gentleman.
Just like the college, just like the college just said in the open mic, they're not opening car doors.
My son does.
They're talking about.
He pumps gas.
But again, he got a real mom.
Yeah, I just
want to I want to push back on that. There's a reason behind it. Uh-huh. It's because at the same time, the women of the past are not the same as they are today. You know what I'm saying? There's a big shift in how the women acted versus how they used to act, or how the what they call nowadays the modern woman versus the traditional woman. Mm-hmm. Now, if a man is going to do all that, he needs a traditional woman. If he's with a modern woman, baby girl, you like that though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can touch it too. Yeah. No, pull it on it. Yeah,
so you don't open doors for women?
Depending on the type of woman.
Really?
Depending on the type of woman.
It's a depending.
Yes, very much so. Because if I'm dealing with a traditional woman or a woman with value.
How do you know that?
Basically, it depends on conversations we have, what's her interests are, how she moves in public, how she reacts to others, engagement with her, basically her belief system. It's not always about how she was raised, but at the same time, that's a good indicator.
So what you're saying is you are opening the door for a ratchet lady.
In the beginning, and then I'll be like, because in the beginning, it's always in the beginning, it's like, yeah, we entered the relationship. I'm going to be myself. But after a while, I see how you move. Ain't no point.
But I can tell you guys, it is amazing when you meet a young lady, especially who, I'm going to stay in my box, black women.
Okay. Stay in your box.
When you meet a young black woman who has never been exposed to a mature a man who is a man, who carries himself on some man stuff.
Right.
It is amazing the reaction, because I'm telling you, they don't see it, Drina. You know they don't see it. And they just...
They think of it as being like getting a master. doctor or something if they get a guy who is in charge of the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't want the guy to be in charge of the relationship. They want to kind of be freewheeling and everybody kind of just do their own things.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. And it's like they attach themselves to it immediately, like, oh, my God, you know, like 3 dates in, it's like, you're the nicest guy I ever met. And I realized back in the day, three dates in, if she say you're the nicest guy that she's ever met, if you're not serious about her, those are words you leave immediately. Because if I'm the nicest guy you ever met, then this is going to be a problem that I can't shake.
Right.
Let's head over to break. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
The Don Miller Show right here on the Florida Man Radio Network. I hope you guys are enjoying. Make sure you go and leave us an open mic. You can call us at 321-339-1055. Again, this is the Don Miller Show, and there is the Don Miller.
For the cleanup,
for the cleanup,
come on.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back. You know, it's interesting, this conversation. I want to really turn the corner quickly. But I just want to say, I told my buddy I would bring this conversation up, and I want to thank everybody who chimed in. You know, I would like to believe that this gentleman has good intentions, but I don't think he has good intentions.
Right.
I also believe at this point there's no reason. You know, I think she's going to be devastated when.
Absolutely.
Not if, but when.
When.
She finds out.
Yeah.
He has had a sexual relationship with the mother and the daughter.
Yeah.
The psychological aspects of that are significant.
Yes. Mm.
And I think that this guy's a bad person. I think he has some challenges. But it is adults doing adult stuff.
Right. Right.
And I just don't think it is anybody's position to run and tell her. You're only going to hurt her.
Right.
But I think she will find out. I think it's a matter of time, a matter of moment or circumstances that she finds out.
So. And how she finds out is going to be
I wonder what he's feeling. You know, what is his thoughts what he's doing to her?
There's no way he's a good guy. There's no way he's a good guy.
He's just there to hit it, man.
Yeah, there's no way he's a good or some type of financial gain.
Like it is.
But there's no way this guy's a good guy. There's no way. As a man, I've run from that before.
Yeah.
I got up and said no, and I'm telling you, it was hard.
Yeah.
Okay, I got up. I put my church finger up and got
up. That's what she said.
Paul, you know, so I just think as a man, I think the right thing would have been to say, listen, me and your mom had some type of relationship, but do I believe women keep secrets, very long-term secrets? Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
There may be a reason that mom kept it from her for a reason or
absolutely.
Not. So let's head over to the phone lines, then let's turn the corner. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Hey, you know who this is?
Oh,
what's
man.
What's up, buddy?
Jonathan Morris from Morganic Meats. Head over to Morganic Meats. Beautiful Lake Mary, Florida, Country Club Road. You can get some really good food over there. Shout out to Jonathan, who made me some beef ribs this weekend. Me and Jay Kane had some beef ribs. Jay Kane took some hot dogs to the children. Hey, man, what's going on? What you want to talk about?
Just real quick. I don't like to talk bad about LP too much because he's a good little country boy. But I think this is important for people to know, and I'm not looking for no pat on the back, but many, many, many years ago, my grandpa taught me you got to treat a lady the way you want her to act and the way you want her to be expected to be treated. Now, when I met my wife, real quick, she was raised by her mom, who was as ratchet as they come, and her dad abandoned them.
Wow.
And when we first met, she did not know.
You up and left your me back.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, that was a mistake.
Now, she didn't know how to let me be a gentleman. And I understand what LP's saying, but it took till about 2-3 months in for her to slow down so I could open the car door, truck door for her, mm-hmm. because she just didn't know. She just went to her side of the truck and tried to get in. And, you know, I used to slap her hand and be like, stop, wait, let me open the daggum door for you. Mm-hmm. And she didn't understand, but she eventually understood. And then let me say, and I know you got a lady in the room, I don't know if she'll agree with me, but there's something that happens to your wife when you're at a restaurant or you're at the house or anywhere. She gets up from the table and you stand up with her and adjust her chair. And then when she walks back,
it's a blessing later.
She walks back, yeah. You stand up and adjust her chair and allow her to sit down, and then you sit down. It changes the way they think about themselves, yeah. and it changes their demeanor. And then they don't allow other people to disrespect them because they know their worth. And you know, don't get me wrong, you got to find your worth in God. But when your husband or your boyfriend, whatever, treats you that way, sometimes it takes a girl who from the streets or from a broken family, yeah. that their daddy failed them and they don't know how to be treated like a lady. Yeah.
So I hear you. I got to say it. I hear you. That's the argument that a lot of people been giving me. It's the you got to break down the walls for the woman and then bring her into her soft era or something like that. Or you got to take the woman and remold her and everything like that. But I hear you. I hear you, Jonathan. I love you, bro, for real. But in my eyes, I think that's work that doesn't need to be done. I don't think so.
You single?
I have female friends.
You single?
I have female friends.
Don't be messing with the girl. If the girl ain't worth nothing more than a Friday night at the club, then that's all it is, right?
Yeah.
But if this is the girl you want to date and take out to dinner and bring into your house and meet your family, and you're not willing to put in the time to build her worth and her mindset, then that's your fault.
But you know what, Jonathan, it's interesting you're talking about this to LP. How many nights last week and this week did you and I talk about this subject?
Pretty much every night.
Every night. Because
LP
wants to find
a
certain type of woman, but his behavior in terms of engaging, it's not going to make that happen, dude.
See, and I don't think y'all understand. I am very specific in the type of woman I want, right?
Okay.
But at the same time, when I see the characteristics and the mindset of the woman that I'm with, and if she doesn't have those characteristics, I lean back. You know what I'm saying? I lean back. And it's not just me. It's mostly why the marriage rate is dropping and the divorce rate is up and everything like that is because, in my opinion, the times have changed.
But again, thank you so much, Jonathan. You guys can find Jonathan right here on 103.1 FM, Florida Man Radio, 4-6 on Saturday.
Jonathan.
From 4-6 on Saturday, Between the Ribs. Jonathan is a farmer, second, third generation farmer. He has an amazing butcher shop where we go to and do business with him all the time, Organic Meats in Lake Mary, Florida. And again, on Saturdays, 4-6, Between the Ribs with Jonathan Morris. You, young man.
Yeah.
Again, I have been talking to you about this for weeks.
Yep, here we go.
The problem is, listen to this, Holly. There's a lot of trans gentlemen out here. Let me tell you what that means. There are a lot of guys who act like gentlemen to get what they want.
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's call them, they identify as gentlemen out of the gate.
Right. Yeah.
And then it goes away quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever?
They identify as gentlemen.
They identify as gentlemen. Would you concur?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And initially, it's easy to identify as a gentleman, right?
Thanks.
You go, they know, pull your chair out. You get your chair pulled out 2-3 times. You think you got a gentleman. Get to open your cardo. Think you got a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Put the napkin on your lap because you saw it on a TV show. Think you got a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden,
you
realize it ain't a gentleman.
At all.
Have that happened to you?
No, because see, I'm the type of person, I'll stand and look at the door and you're going to open this door.
I've dealt with that kind.
Oh, wow.
I don't pump my gas.
Yeah, and I've dealt with that. She will sit in the car type, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will sit there.
And I've dealt with that.
But when a young woman has never been exposed to this or a guy being able to intellectually move her along, bring her to another level, they tend to get smitten with this, and this could easily be what's happening with this situation.
Facts.
This young lady could be smitten with this the same way her mama was smitten with it.
Yeah.
And let's just keep her in our prayers and hope for the best for her. I'm just being honest, man. You know,
John,
to flip that thing. Oh, yes, not really care.
All right, Holly.
I still have a little caring and sharing, Don Miller. You know what I mean? But I'm just.
I remember caring and sharing, Don Miller.
Remember the caring and sharing, Don Miller, Drina?
I remember the caring and sharing.
Yeah, I used to be the caring and sharing, Don Miller. Okay. But, I slipped away. Again, but you know, when you meet that chick, and you guys got to pay attention, man. If you meet a young lady, and she, you know, and she roll up, you got everything about her. You have to identify quickly. You don't have time nowadays to, you know, you got to be like, you got to immediately size her up. Women, y'all got to size guys up too.
Yeah,
I never.
So I'm not wrong.
But it's a different sizing up, son.
All right.
Okay, you know, it's a different sizing up. You know, you just got to make sure that when you size them up, like if you meet a young lady and she turn this on in your car. All right, thank you so much, Harry.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
I'm going to have a good night.
Right there. Okay.
We're going to have a good night. I ain't going to pass it up. We're going to have a good night. If she roll up and that's what she listening to, I can assure you, you're going to have some challenges. I'm telling you. If she know the words to this. Okay. And them the ones you like, but
and if she's acting out everything in that song,
he started smiling so hard. If y'all see his face, he liked that ratchet girl. He liked that ratchet. Look at her.
I had a bunch of memories, and she's not gonna expect you to open the door for her.
You know what I'm saying?
I promise you.
And
she's probably gonna say,
"Why you open
my door? What you touching my door for? Trying to rush me out the car? Why you rushing me?
Yeah, right, for sure." For sure.
Wow.
Let's head over and check out some open mics, man. Pick your woman right, man.
Hey, guys. D'Amica. Kevin and Navarre.
I'm Drina.
Okay. What happened at the funeral? Weren't they both there at the funeral? Wouldn't that have been meeting of those two folks? I'm a little confused about
that's
how
a good
this
question.
Happened. They weren't there both at that funeral. All right. Love your show.
Stop it right there. I said early on that she did not see him at the funeral.
Right.
He may not have been there.
Exactly.
Okay, I said that out of the gate. So, no, she did not see him at the funeral.
Yeah.
Nor did the lady who's kind of her godmom, her mom's best friend.
But honestly, think about at a funeral. How alert are you at your mama's funeral? Come on now. How alert?
You ain't paying attention to who there. Okay. And he ain't sitting up front. He already was on the side. So go ahead.
Hey there, Don. I hear you talking about a young lady that you had to turn away because she was, I don't know, too young or you were involved. But the next time it happens, don't say just no, get out of here. You say no, but I know a guy. I know a fella. He treats you right. Then you flip her on over to my number. I think you can probably figure out who this is. And I'll be glad to
situation. Oh. Whitey. Look, got the Backstreet Boys in the back.
Hey, Austin from Tampa. Hey, I have to agree with LP about opening the doors and stuff. Hey, I'm a gentleman. Open doors. I take the trash out. I mow the grass. I do all that stuff. But it's all about the body language on the women and everything like that. I'm not going to just sit there and keep opening doors for somebody that doesn't appreciate you doing that. Because I ain't going to be someone's bitch just sitting there looking dumb as hell.
Wow.
Reciprocation.
Hold on. Pause it right there for a minute, Stedman.
Reciprocation.
Pause it right there for a minute. That doesn't make you someone's bitch. Okay. let's be clear. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Stedman.
Absolutely right, man. I'm 59 years old, and I'm going to call this the older man, younger woman syndrome, man. They're all over me, man. It leaves me thinking, what was I looking like in my 20s that it wasn't all over me like you are now? But I'm married, I'm flashing my ring, and it seems like it don't matter. They can tell that there's something different about me, and they want it.
It's that ring.
Okay. Hey, man, just all like right. I said, the guy probably intended at first to probably have good intentions, but let's get it clear. Their daughter probably fired his head, and he's like, nah, I gotta have the daughter too, you know? But it's his responsibility. He should man up and say something. It's nobody else's business, but stuff like this always come out anyway, so it's best if he just get ahead of it.
That's it.
And LP's point, I agree with you, bro. These modern day women are something else. I can tell you, even at work, I'm married and stuff, but even at work, I open the door, sometimes I'm leaving or coming in the building, and they're like, nah, no man don't open no door for me. I'm like, what? Even one day, this chick, the second time I was leaving from work, the same time we were, and she ran to the door, literally ran and grabbed the door first. She's like, I can open the door for a man too. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, wow.
That's it.
Yeah. Let me just say this real quick. one of our listeners from Mount Dora, Florida, just sent a message in and said there are trans ladies too, hoes and ratchets pretending to be ladies.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Said, okay. They're identifying as ladies.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Identifying as classy.
As classy.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Where'd that come
that.
From?
Mount Dora, beautiful Mount Dora.
Shout out Mount Dora.
Shout out Mount Dora, Florida. Well, let me just say, going back to one of the open mics, he said he asked himself, what was up with me 25 years ago?
Yeah.
When I couldn't get
nobody.
Play.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Holly, it's like you got to fight them off. It's amazing. 25 years ago. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they see your seasoning now.
Yeah.
Now they know that you know, back then you were kind of a, you know, you might have been a player or somewhat, or seen that way. But now you kind of, you seem subtle. So now the woman really won't get to you.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's amazing. And I can tell you, the quality, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong about this, because this is what I'm seeing. The quality of the young man is horrible now. These young dudes are, Austin, these young dudes are bitches, okay? And I'll never forget, I got a call from my daughter one time, and she was in her 20s, and she was at dinner with this dude, and he sweating her to take her to dinner, take her out, and she calls me from the restaurant like, this dude want to split the check.
Drizzle.
What?
Yeah. Drizzle. Like he wants to split the check. And I'm like, okay, you got some money? Just pay your part and never see him
and
again.
And never see him again. Oh, right. Literally.
Never see him again.
Never.
Like he been sweating you to go out with you.
No.
And then you get to the restaurant, he talking about we going Dutch. No. Who the hell is Dutch?
Ain't no such thing as Dutch when you ask me.
Right.
What's wrong with that? No. They do it in Europe.
No.
Hold on. Go ahead.
They do it in Europe. Uh-oh. They go Dutch in Europe.
Yeah, we're starting to get to the bottom of the problem here.
What's going on? Then we get all.
Go eat by yourself.
Right. Go eat by yourself and be Dutch.
I mean, if I want to take a woman, if I believe me, it'll be understood from the beginning.
Right.
If I'm taking you out, I'm feeding you.
Right.
If we just going hanging out like friends, then we gonna split the bill or something like that, then that's. All of that's going to be established beforehand.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that beforehand. But normally, a man, if you're going to take a woman out, you should pay for it. At least that's what I think.
But so
a man should pay for it if he's taking a woman out.
Let me get a better understanding of this.
I stay on 50-50.
That's why your ass.
That's why you're lonely.
That you are not a man.
That's why
you out here lonely. Be sitting on the.
I've never went 50-50. I called him. 50-50.
I called him last night. I'm like, what you doing? Just sitting here.
Just chilling.
Why? Because you 50-50.
No.
Let me tell you, when I was fresh out of high school, and this man wanted to date me, and he wanted to take me out. We was at a club one night, and he wanted to take me out, and I wasn't going out. This man decided he was going to date me anyways and take me out. So I took all my friends on the date with me.
Oh, no. And he paid for it.
And he paid for all of us.
Absolutely. Oh, no.
Oh, like, yes, he did. He paid for all of us.
Did all y'all have a job?
He paid for all of us.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Man, I wanted the job.
He wanted the time.
Y'all sitting there waiting for me to come back. From
and let me tell you something.
Man, that
was
Holly?
That was his best investment, and mine. You know why? He bought me my first car.
Mm-hmm. It was an investment.
Put
for
me
you.
In my. He put it was a, it, both of us.
So you didn't have a job.
Did I you say I didn't have a job? You talking real ignorant. That's just the most ignorant statement you ever had. Did I say I didn't have a job?
But again,
don't be ignorant.
But let me just say this.
All right, good.
Uh-huh. I'm defending 50-50. No, you're not defending
50-50. No, it's ignorant.
Okay? The fact is, that guy really wanted to be with you.
Right. Mm.
Okay?
And he proved it.
And he took you and your friends out.
Yeah.
Now, as a man, can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
I did that. Holly, you know I done did that. I didn't thing. Want to go out with her. She wasn't comfortable going
she
with me.
She wasn't comfortable.
I said, well, bring your friend with you.
All right.
If you're really interested.
That's yeah. right.
That ain't even a big deal.
That's not.
I
that's
do not
all.
Condone his behavior.
Okay. If you're really interested, then and she's a little uncomfortable.
Right.
Hey, bring a friend. I was always fine with that.
Yes. Yeah.
She don't know me.
Yes.
But guess how many notches you get for that?
For doing it.
So hear me out. You right said you there, said friends huh? with
first
the
first of
S.
all, wait. I've taken one a lady
a table?
I've taken a
it
young
a
lady
table.
And two of her yeah. friends. Absolutely.
Oh, two no, okay,
wait.
Two.
And guess how many notches you get? Now you got two friends in her ear.
Talking about, hey man, that dude bought our food. they giving the game.
They, girl, he all right.
Oh, he all right. He cool people.
We like him for you. So I've
yes.
done. Listen. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, but I've done that. But the issue is when you get over two people, mm-hmm. and then is that table. Remember the last conversation we had where the guy had to buy the birthday gift, the birthday dinner for the all the women at the table.
Yeah, that yeah, Atlanta that, story.
That wasn't a date, son.
Mm-mm. Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. Don't get distracted.
All right.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, you believe in 50-50, correct?
I'm saying I
do. You believe in 50-50?
I don't practice it.
Okay, but you ideally that's what you.
I can see why it has its merits.
Tell me why.
Because back in the days, how can I say? You want
so
me
you're to, not a gentleman.
Oh, I am a gentleman.
No, you can't be.
Well, why not?
You can't be a gentleman and take a lady to dinner and expect for her to pay.
Depending on the lady. Because what if listen, if it's the first date, I'm cool.
You can't, son, because guess what? You can't.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, if you take a lady to dinner,
yes,
and you expect for her to pay for her dinner,
uh-huh.
that makes you a POS.
How?
Yeah.
Is she got a good job? She got a good job because I mean, back in the days, the women could not really work up to the same level as men. And then back in this is your time now. This is back with the sticks and the, and mm-hmm. the stones and how what? You, mm-hmm. you had a donkey to carry you to school. So we're going back to
somebody throw LP a life preserver.
Let him drown.
We're going back to the medieval times. Mm-hmm. So. Back then, yeah, all day, yes, yes, back then. But it's a new age where, women fought for the same rights, we're going to... Don, how do you pay attention?
No, I ain't paying attention because you call me in the middle of the night, lonely, playing PlayStation, Don. Right? Yes or no?
I was having a good time.
No.
You were just bothering me.
Uncle Don, what you doing?
I was having a good time. You were bothering me.
Oh, I was bothering you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I was comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you right now. Okay. But I think the attitude...
But I've never gone 50-50.
But your attitude about dating is pretty much the attitude of a lot of the younger men, Holly. And then they wonder why. Now, this is a true story. Y'all can go look at this right now, guys. Drina sitting in the studio with us. These young women, they don't want nothing to do with y'all.
And it's really.
You hear me, Holly?
So
they don't want nothing to do with that.
So welcome to the gender war. Yeah. So
it's not a gender war. That we're not talking about gender.
No, we're talking
about the average.
Yes.
30, male and female. Yes.
No, ain't no male and female. Mm-hmm. The average 33-year-old woman is not interested in dating a guy in that age range
at all.
The average 28 to 33, they are not interested in dating guys in that range.
Yeah. Because men have, and this I'm blaming men, because we have pretty much said, bump it. And then if we can get it easy, why give commitment? If we can get it easy, why give commitment?
Wow.
Because women grant access to, you know, sex. And men grant access to, you know, relationships. So it's
sex.
Yeah. Right? Am I wrong in that aspect? Men commit. Women grant access to commitment. Men commit. Mm. If men don't commit, then there's no relationship. Mm. Okay. And it can go the same way on the other side. Mm. Okay. So it's not just one sided.
Okay. Well. I'm telling y'all, this is why we losing. I'm just telling you why we losing.
Learned a lot
until, and y'all wonder why young women are running to the older man.
I'm telling you right now, they outside the
studio
right now.
That's why they out there right now, waiting for the older man.
I'm just saying.
I'll be out there in a minute.
They trying to collect these checks now.
It ain't even about checks,
no,
man.
No, it's not.
Every young woman that's interested in an older gentleman, it's not about money.
It is. It's the majority.
About stability.
It's stability.
Hold on.
Stability is financial.
Wait.
No,
stop.
Stability is not just
Would
financial.
You stop? Dude, let me just say something.
The ignorance is coming out.
I think the numbers are going backwards. As a lot of young women just want to be with someone that can treat them a certain way, and it is not always about money. Holly, you agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, right, you get what I'm saying?
Just a little bit.
Okay, a little. So you think most young women with older men are for the money?
Yeah, I think they're doing it for the money, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, because you don't... Yeah,
I mean,
because
I hate to say it, but in some of their thoughts, it's like, man, he'll be by the time he... By the time I'm 40, he'll be 65. And he'll be done.
Hey, listen, let's run the break. I want to have this conversation. Let's run the break. You're listening to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Nice to see you. It's been a long time. Just as lovely as you used to be.
LP, listen to this, man. This is how you talk to a lady, man.
All right, I'm here.
Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing?
Oh, wow.
I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Stedman.
Who's that?
That's the great, late, great Conway Twitty.
Late, great Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty and the Twitty Birds.
And the Twitty Birds.
And the Twitty Birds.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. You hear how he was talking to the lady?
Yes. And that means that they had a relationship that was
been you're a country. You got you're a country music singer.
I
okay,
enjoy country.
And a rapper.
I'm a
you're
writer,
a country
songwriter,
music songwriter, rapper slash Jamaican boogeyman. Yeah,
all that.
Okay. And you
cowboy black Jamaican.
That's exactly what he is. Cowboy black Jamaican, right? And you want to know how to present to a young lady.
And you do that. See, I'm all for doing that. And I do it. The issue is after that first month, after that first few weeks, and you start to see the movement, how she moves and who she really is.
Why does it take that long?
Because you're kind of infatuated and you're in the lust phase. So after the lust phase and you're moving forward, come on. You got to prepare for these things.
Come get it, man.
Come on. Am I wrong? After sex. Yeah, but I'm trying to put it, I'm trying to say it nice.
You're definitely not right.
Put it that way. Well, I found out, you know, that it ain't what I thought it was going to be. I just be ready to go anyway. That's pretty much what you're saying.
I mean,
learn how to treat people. That's all I'm saying. Let's turn the corner on the cuss.
I'm
how
so
to treat
glad
people,
I
man.
Didn't teach my son that.
No, I'm glad you didn't teach your son that. Oh, my Lord. Because your son is going to be lonely just like he is. Riding around in a pickup truck with a sad face.
With a sad face.
What sad face? I am happy.
He went to 15 CVSs trying to find some lotion. Y'all got lotion? No, we out.
I'm done.
No, don't worry. I got your walker coming. And we're going to put you in a nice, very nice living situation.
Hey, listen, really quickly, I want to touch on something. I've been talking about this for a while now, and I'm really getting concerned. There was another incident on the app playing guy, Stedman, and Holly, I'm going to drive up there to see y'all. Okay, I'm done. I'm burnt out. It's a wrap for me. I'm just saying, I ain't getting ready to do it. And Drina, you be all over the country.
I am.
I'm just telling you right now. I'm going to the phone lines. Hey, you on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you calling us from?
Hey, my name is Jordan. I'm calling from Sanford, Florida.
Hey, Jordan, it's Sanford.
All righty.
I was just calling. I heard you guys talking about like the age difference. And then I heard Stedman talking about how, you know, how he opens doors for, I think it was Stedman, opens doors for, you know, certain criteria of women. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a little funny. I get what he's saying.
That was LP.
Though. I get what he's saying.
That was LP. Say some women he don't open the door for.
There is certain types of women that I would automatically just open the door. And I'm the type of guy that I do open doors most of the time for women. There are certain circumstances I might not. But and the age difference, I'm 30. I'm about to be 32. And I've noticed a lot of the young girls now, they're looking for an older man. In my experience, I'm actually dating a 21-year-old now.
Mm-hmm.
And she just liked the fact that, like, I've done what I want to do. I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, ready to settle down and everything's stable. And we actually have a kid on the way now.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let me ask you this question, Jordan. Let me ask you a question real quick. And she don't want nothing to do with guys her age, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're clowns.
Correct. It's a whole new generation.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, thank you so much. They don't know how to treat a woman.
No, they don't know how to treat a woman at all. And then when they
I see them, you know, when they go out to eat or go to the store or whatever, they wait for the girl to open up her purse, open up her wallet. I'm like, this is just crazy. Yeah, you know, I get like splitting things in a relationship, partnership. You're gonna want to be able to split certain things, you know. Financially, things are tough now. The economy is tough.
Yeah.
And if you guys can work together, your life's going to be so much better than one person paying for everything.
Facts.
But, you know, nowadays I see these guys, they're just clowns. They expect these girls to be sugar mamas, and they got nothing to offer.
Nothing.
Facts.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, Jordan. We appreciate it. But that, you know what, the interesting thing is, it's changing, and it's nothing anybody can do about it.
Yeah.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, younger women are really quickly gravitating toward older men.
Yeah.
And for a number of reasons, one, of course, being stability. I think there's a difference between financially and stability. You could think about it. You don't have to be rich for a younger woman to be interested in you, just to have somebody got their own place. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't live in their mama house.
Yes.
You know? And their own car.
They like building their own name.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And I think so the basic levels of stability, the basic stability is to get these young guys, man, I listen to them. I feel sorry for them. You know? They have no idea what the next move is. You know, so I'm just saying, when you look at the dating pool and the dating scene, it has really had a significant switch. I got a couple of things I want to hit real quick. But one of the things I want to hit is I went to the grocery store yesterday.
Okay.
I had not been in the supermarket probably 3.5 years.
Wow.
And went to the supermarket. And I can tell you, there's a problem, y'all. I didn't realize there's a problem.
There's a problem?
Man.
Tell me the problem.
Prices. I ain't do. Oh. Holly.
Man, grocery stores, I don't even go in there anymore. I just look at what's online and just hope for that.
I'm just, Stedman, are you bent?
It's crazy.
Yeah, we do most of our, like, shopping online, though, and see the prices.
Yeah.
And then we just go pick it up.
But, dude, I went to the grocery store, and maybe I went to the wrong one. Mm. Okay, maybe I'm telling you, I was like, oh, hell no. No, for real. Man.
The Whole Foods, you need to stay out of that one that ends in Ublix.
No, man, I went in there and I was like, oh, hell no. Holly, I'm like, man, I can imagine. Listen, I'm the stuff that was.
Oh, I'm shopping at Little General now. I'm sorry.
At what?
You shopping where?
Little General.
Little General? Okay.
Little General.
Oh, Dollar General with the stale Cheetos.
At General Store, yeah, I get.
Well, you know, the tree is no longer a dollar, so
$1.50, $1.75.
It's just when I went in and I think I needed to do it because I've been downplaying, you know, probably for a number of reasons. Like I go to the gas station, I'm that dude who still put $10 worth of gas in my car. You know, it's a psychological thing. Yeah. I only want enough gas to. I don't want to have extra gas. I want the gas to use. You know what I mean?
So you okay with riding under half?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Right, you that guy.
Holly,
I'll do the exact same thing.
Holly, you?
Yeah.
Holly, the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. And me and Holly used to do this. How long we been doing that, Holly? 30 years.
Forever.
I would put $10 worth of gas in the car.
But I know what kind of car and gas you use. You use the same kind of gas I use. $10 not even going to touch your tank. Let me just say,
you'll be amazed.
Okay.
If I go to the radio station.
But he go to a gas station 3 times a day.
Right. Because I'm like, dude, that's not going to touch your.
The psychological aspects of it, guys? God. Stedman, you hear me? Man, dude, for real.
Exactly like
it's
you.
It's all psychological, right? If I go,
I'm in charge of my money.
If I go to the pump and put $85 in the car,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the $20.
I'm gonna be pissed the entire day.
Yes, there we go. Am I right?
And I'm gonna be pissed the next day.
The next day, right?
I got a different mindset, man. Okay. I just don't like to have to stop for gas.
Listen.
So I will put the $60 in my tank and fill
but
it up.
But you ride around more than us.
I do.
Yeah, I go here.
I don't
here,
like to stop.
I go here and over there, okay? Hey, Stedman, you go here and over there, right?
That's it.
Look, man, you still.
And our gas not cheap.
You still, I know, but you
what
still.
Gas? What gas y'all using?
Anyway.
Plus that ultra?
Are you saying 87?
Anyway, we got that premium over here. Okay. Our cars require that.
Okay. But my point is this. I put $10, $15, and that I can come back home, go to the station probably 3 days on that $15.
Not me. Good gracious. I wish.
So now I've still got, you know, a little extra money until I need to put 15 more.
Okay.
Right? Psychological aspect of having extra gas and I ain't got nowhere to use it beats me up.
That's going
to
piss me off.
Yeah, but I still got half a whole ass tank and I
got to drive to the beach.
Now what? You know what I mean? What do I need gas that I ain't using for?
That's a man thing.
I need gas when I need to use gas. The rest of this money could go to a good cigar.
Oh,
oh, yo, it's a monkey shoulder. You know what I mean?
Oh, that combination.
Huh? Yeah. I put 85 in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't got enough to get the cigar I wanted.
Oh, wow.
I call that rationing out. That's it.
Now,
that's what I need for gas. That's what I need for this. That's what I need for that.
So I done fill the tank up, car happy, but I got to smoke a Black and Mild. You know what I mean?
Listen, they told me when I was young, you got to keep your car at a certain level of gas because you'll pick up trash. And because I blew up so many cars when I was young, you pick up trash in your gas tank. I don't know. This is what they told me.
That was a 67 Buick.
This is what they told me now. And so I blew up so many cars.
Wait, what?
literally, you know, because I was young, had cars, and didn't know what to do with them cars. And I blew up so many cars, I learned that, you know, when you learn, do better.
Yeah.
So now I do better.
Yeah. No more blowing up
cars.
So Jonathan Moore just sent us a message. He said,
no oil.
He says $110 to fill up his truck. Keep it full. You actually save money. I used to believe that, Jonathan, and I spoke with a race car driver who said that's not necessarily true. It's depending on the type of car you have, the type of motor you have, the type of filter you use.
So I'm going to say
Jay Kane, Real Rap Kane, is one of the most high-level haters I've ever known. he just said, you're just cheap with everything but wine.
Facts. Ooh, that facts. And cigars. Facts.
Well, he called me cheap. Well, he called me cheap. He's quit to call me cheap. Jay Kane is a high level hater. Okay,
shout out Jay Kane.
But I think it's psychological with me, and I go to the grocery store last night, and the things I'm a terrible grocery shopper, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you why. For some reason, I would find myself in the grocery store when I'm starving.
Yeah,
all the time. That's the worst thing you can do.
That's the worst thing to be
in the grocery
store
when you're starving, yeah. right? I done got the rotisserie chicken and the fried chicken.
I know, right?
And the chicken wings. You follow
with some
me?
Some potato wedges. Or some
potato wedges.
I don't know what to do with.
I done got potato salad.
Yeah.
I done got potato salad. I done got dill pickles. And I'm looking at all of this, and I'm like,
and you going to spend like $60.
No, wait. Look, I'm telling you. And then you don't even have to want certain stuff. Like, I didn't even come for this, right? You go there, and I go for a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They got the lemon pepper.
Yeah.
But they also now got something I ain't never had. The hot chicken. I might as well get both of them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I might as well get some of these wings. They got the wings that I like, the baked wings. Yeah.
The baked wings are so good.
Yeah, they done grab a bag of the baked. Yeah. I got like every chicken known to man. I'm rolling down the aisle. Then I see some dill pickles. I ain't had a dill pickle since eighth grade. Give me a dill pickle.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
And then I got Little Debbie snack cake, all the stuff that I don't even eat.
Yeah.
And then you get it home, and you finally one day, they on the counter. And I said, I'm going to eat me one of these Little Debbies. And the Little Debbies got some mold on them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they were sitting in the box for 6 months.
Mm.
So I'm just like, you know, but you find yourself throwing away food. Shout out to Quetta Jean Johnson from the Johnson Family Ridiculous Ass Behavior, who taught me this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? She was like, dude, if you're not going to eat it,
don't buy it.
Shout out to Jonathan Morris,
mm-hmm.
who taught me this. When you buy food from his butcher shop, the shelf life, you got to eat it.
Got to eat it.
Because it ain't loaded up, Stedman, with preservative, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. No, he's right.
Okay? I bought some damn Jonathan Mann. As a matter of fact, I had to throw my hamburger away from yesterday. I bought them over the weekend. Jonathan made me some hamburgers. And you stuffed hamburgers with jalapeno, and you got the jalapeno in the cheese in them, right? And I'm like, man, I'm gonna throw these in the air fryer. Well, they didn't make it to the air fryer. I opened the bag,
and it
almost killed me. They smelled so terrible. But he told me
to cook them immediately.
You got to cook these.
Yeah.
So either you cook them and then put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to do it.
Yeah.
So I go head my ass over to the store last night, and I want to apologize to anybody that I have said it can't be that bad. It's that bad.
It is that bad.
It's that bad.
Yeah, it's that bad.
It's really bad, y'all. So we got to make a decision how we going to fix this crisis, because going to the grocery store has become a crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how much stuff was.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that cost that much?
Yes.
I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. And the head of lettuce is expensive?
Yes.
And then I just did a story the other day about why lettuce is... I might want the stepped on lettuce. Is how lettuce is. Give me the stepped on lettuce.
Right, he's so silly.
We're gonna peel the piece out.
A little bit of pee won't hurt me.
peel the piece out with the footprint on it. Let's go check out some open mics.
Hey, Craig from Niceville. If you take a drink every time Holly says wow, and a shot every time LP says facts, you ain't gonna make it to the second break.
Don Miller, facts. Look, I understand about your $10 worth of gas thing, but maybe it's time in these economic times we're in to step that on up to 20, bro.
Facts.
Hey, y'all.
Good afternoon. I go to Walmart to buy all my staples. After that, I go to Publix to get their great produce, their great bakery, and their great meats. That's all you have to do. Save your money. Get your staples at Walmart. They sell the same thing at Publix.
Going on, Don, is your boy Omar, the Puerto Rican immigrant. I have a mom and her daughter at the same time. It's a long story. Trying to make it short. Basically, I was smashing this girl, and her mom was like, keep it down unless you're going to share, sends her a text. And then I jokingly said, shoot, I'll take your mom, too. And she told her, and her mom came up into the room, and basically, you know, I had her mom and her at the same time. And no, they didn't touch each other, but this is a true story.
Congratulations.
That's disgusting. Wow.
That is
what country? That is disgusting.
What country? Anyway, yeah. Out there looking for stability. Just want to let you know that I got a full tank of gas and a carton full of eggs.
Hey, dude, if you're not gonna eat.
Hey, I go to Costco to get the lemon pepper chicken. They're huge. Don't buy them at Walmart or Publix. Go to Costco. Mm. Get their lemon pepper chicken. They're huge. Mm. Amazing. Be little. That's what you're good at.
All right.
Okay, good.
Right. They're checking in.
Be little.
I mean, shout out to JW Studios in Mount Dora, JW Studio 1582 in Mount Dora. They're listening to the show in the studio right now. Head over there for all your hair care, hair weave. No, she don't do weave. She do blowouts.
Ooh.
She do the Dominican blowout by the black girl from Eustis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, she's good people, man. Okay. They listen to the show over there. And I want to shout out our friends. I have to do this at Coleman Federal Correctional Facility. Thank you so much. We love you guys out there and ladies who are listening to the show, who are listening to the station. They listen to Florida Man Radio over at Coleman Correctional Facility. We're going to keep you guys in our prayers. We love you. You know, we know how things are. Life is hard sometimes.
Yes.
But we pray for you, and we appreciate all the support that you give us here on the show to all our friends over at Coleman. Thank you so, so much. You know, it's interesting when we get letters and messages from people all over the country. It's just very important to understand that we couldn't even do this without the support that you give us here on the show.
Absolutely.
And we thank you, even on those days when we just kind of are all over the place. We just want you to know we appreciate you so much. I can speak on behalf of myself, the Shannon Burke Show, Bubba the Love Sponge, and all of the broadcast here at Florida Man Radio. We appreciate all your support. We're going to head to break. We come back. Say bye to Lady Drina.
Say bye, y'all.
Bye-bye, Lady Drina. Lady Drina popped in. She joined us today.
Yes.
It's been a while, but hopefully you'll be back to see us.
I will be back.
Are you looking voluptuous today?
Yes. You know she is, though.
Listen, I am two sizes smaller.
My question was for the guys, not for you.
Okay, so
two Drina, sizes
yeah,
smaller.
She thinking cold peanut butter.
Yes, she is.
Okay, look, we're going to head to break. We come back. You're listening to The Don Miller Show.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio. I know the
trouble don't last always. Whoa. Sam Cooke and the original Soul Stirrers. I know trouble don't last always. Pap up and Florilla would love this one. I'm so glad. I know the trouble don't last always. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. LP, that's music.
Come on now.
That's music.
That sounds like a spiritual right there.
Yeah, man, spiritual. That's what they used to call them. Holly, Holly, man. Did we lose Holly? He probably
I guess we did.
We've been having some real signal.
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
We're having signal problems.
Signal difficulties. Signal. Again, look. I want to really get into a conversation I was trying to get to. Thanks so much for Lady Drina. Someone just said, how can they follow her? You can go follow Lady Drina at any platform.
just Lady Drina. You can find her, Lady Drina. She travels the country. She's all over the country. So it was great to see her in the studio. She's been with the show for a number of years, but you, Lady Drina's.
Can I ask a question?
She left.
Yeah, but I want to ask you.
What?
Was she tightened up? Because I know sometimes she wears things that are tightened. And I just wonder was she tightened
was on point
up today.
Yeah,
she
had on some she had on some yoga pants. She had on some yoga pants. Let me just say this. And she's three sizes down, and she had on some yoga pants. Yeah, is that what you asked?
So she's feeling good about herself. Very good.
Yeah. She says she's back in the gym, and she's watching what she eat.
Love her attitude. I love her attitude. She always seemed happy.
Yeah. So she is happy. She got Jesus.
She a blessing.
Oh, on the main line.
hey, listen. Guess what's happening? April 28th. Through April 26th through the 28th in downtown Leesburg. When is the 26th, man? That's a few days. This is weekend. April
23rd. Yeah.
April Friday and Saturday, Friday. April 26th through the 28th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, downtown Leesburg. It is Leesburg Bike Fest 2024.
Turn up.
And Leesburg Bike Fest has been around for a long time, probably since like 97. And it's sponsored by Discover Lake County, Florida, Budweiser, Progressive, and, of course, Florida Man Radio, ESPN, Orlando 660. That's us.
That's us.
It's going to be some live music, live bands, Friday night, Low Cash, Saturday night. Saturday, Sugar Ray will be there. And, of course, Sunday, Austin Snail. So that's Leesburg Bike Fest. I think Shannon Burke doing the live Shannon Burke show.
Yes, he will be
on Friday. At Leesburg Bike Fest 2024, Shannon Burke will be there Friday doing his show, and I'm going to go by and see Shannon Burke. I'm going to put my boots on, and I'm going to look country, and I'm going to go see Shannon Burke at Leesburg Bike Fest. If you
That's how I always look.
I know, absolutely. If you want more information, go to leesburgbikefest.com, but 26th through the 28th this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Leesburg Bike Fest, downtown Leesburg. I'll see y'all there Friday. I'm going to go hang out with Shannon if it's okay. I think I would like to go hang out with him. Give me a call, 321-339-1055, the number to dial. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. You tune in again to the Don Miller Show. Got a couple of stories I want to get to today, man. Drina said those were not actually yoga pants. They just fit her like that.
All right. She got that grip.
Shout out to all our friends in Mount Dora who hopefully Jen and her people are going to be coming down to beautiful Leesburg Bike Fest as well. That's right down the road. That's right down 441. Just come on down there. Everybody's welcome. It's a great event. I've been before. D'Amica Page was there last year. She is from that area, so I'm sure she'll be at Leesburg Bike Fest walking around with her fancy boots that she has sponsored by Skip's Western Outfitters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice boots. Nice boots.
Okay. She got
still
nice
boots. Still waiting on my boots.
Which means G-Off will be up there.
Holly, you got boots. You don't have any boots, Holly?
Not from Skip's.
Okay. Well, when you come back, we're going to get you some boots from Skip's, man, because I think everybody should have a pair of boots from Skip's Western Outfitters.
Facts.
Absolutely.
Everybody should.
Okay. I was talking about airplane. I was just asked to come somewhere this weekend that I thought about for a few minutes that I might go, but I changed my mind. And one of the reasons, guys, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't want to fly. I don't feel good about flying. I just don't want to. I don't know if you heard the Shannon Burke show yesterday. Shannon Burke went on a trip last weekend, Stedman, and it didn't end well for him. You know,
it was a nightmare.
What happened?
It was a nightmare. Flight was delayed, and all the things that could go wrong went wrong. And it's just that type of travel environment we live in. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, and so
I can't afford it.
You can if you want to get Spirit or Frontier. You can go
Breeze. What the hell is Breeze?
Breeze is the new airline. You get on there. Guess who just took Breeze air? Jay Kane. Didn't Jay say he took Breeze air?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He took Breeze somewhere, and he say they didn't even have carpet. He's just looking right down at the metal on the floor.
It was a cargo plane.
It's a cargo. Yeah. He's like, he was looking out, and he was looking down
at a commuter flight.
Yeah, he was looking out down at the floor. He could see the sky from under him. Like, hey, can somebody patch this hole?
You get on the plane, they give you duct tape.
You got it. Your seatbelt is duct tape. So just the other day, last month, as a matter of fact, in Chicago, there was an incident where the plane had to go back to the airport. Let's play that clip.
To declare an emergency, and we would like to head back to Chicago. And the reason is we just got a message from one of our flight attendants. On the mirror in the bathroom, there's a message that says there's a bomb on board.
Oh, wow.
Said you want to turn back to O'Hare. Yep, immediately, if we could, please. So your nature emergency is a bomb threat on board. And you said that there was a message on the bathroom.
That's why y'all, stop. Why you got to do all that? We want to come back because somebody said, turn around.
So let me get this straight.
There's a bomb threat on the plane. There's on the mirror. What is that about? Is that normal procedure? Yeah. If we got a pilot out there, call me.
He sounded kind of relaxed.
Yeah.
He sounded really relaxed.
Hold on. Let's stop and play that clip.
Yeah, we got
again.
A bomb on the plane.
Listen to me, man.
I'm swinging on him.
And I get it. Pilots are supposed to have a calm demeanor.
We would like to head back to Chicago. We just got a message from one of our flight attendants. On the mirror in the bathroom, there's a message that says there's a bomb on board. Said you want to turn back to O'Hare? Yep, immediately if we could, please.
Okay, stop it. Immediately if we could? I'm banking that bitch. Bleep. They gonna be like,
he even said, please.
What?
Man, I'm putting my parachute on as I'm speaking.
Oh, y'all don't even understand, man. I ain't playing with these. It's just amazing. I'm sorry. I can
understand them.
And I don't know if the media just covering it more.
I gotta go.
Listening to the sound.
Turn around. Turn it around. Turn around.
Me and Michael McDonald will be turning around.
There's a message on the mirror that the plane's gonna explode. Can I land this?
I'm turning around. I ain't gonna even call y'all.
I wouldn't have said nothing. Everybody would have just felt the plane banking. Been like the plane banking like.
Man. What is that about?
So they got a report. They got a report to the people in that little big old box in this. It's so they don't crash a plane into another plane while they got a bomb on it. Right. That's all that is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So they're asking for clearance.
I'd rather catch a megabus.
No, for real.
Yeah, okay. I just get on the megabus.
Well, I mean, them things
make a bus like $47.
Worse. Them things worse, though.
No, you know, listen to me, guys. I'm just, and maybe I'm just being petty, but I'm uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable with somebody telling you that somebody on the plane may put a bomb on the plane? I understand you being uncomfortable, Don.
Huh? I'm just uncomfortable.
I understand you being uncomfortable.
I'm just uncomfortable, okay?
So you got aviophobia, which is the fear of flying.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they call it aviophobia or aerophobia.
It's not the fear of flying.
I'm a fear of blowing up in the air. That's what I have a fear of.
It's not the fear of flying. It's the fear of flying now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the fear of flying right now, okay? There's a lot of fools out there right now, guys. And I don't want to hear the pilot say, this is your pilot speaking. I would like for you all to pray immediately and bow your heads and pray immediately as I bank this 747 and get... Turn around! I'm not trying to hear none of that, Ollie. Right? I ain't doing it.
But what if it... Okay, so... What would get you to fly?
I'm just going to, it's got to be something very serious. I'm at a point right now. Because I've always been afraid, as much as I've flown, I've always been afraid of flying, right? But I had to fly. The place I had to go, I had to fly. I had to eat, feed the family, I had to fly.
Yeah.
But it is the most tense time of my, I'll give you an example.
All right.
If I had a flight, and Holly and I talked about this on the air the other day, if I had a flight tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I ain't going to sleep tonight. Probably highly likely I'm not going to sleep, right? Yeah. And the whole time to the airport, until I get on the plane, I'm on 10. I'm tense, okay? When we take off, I'm tense. Finally, at the point while we're flying, I calm down. And especially I calm
down.
Then
you got to land.
Yeah.
Right. Especially I calm down. I only want to fly on airplanes that have Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
Okay? I want to fly with Wi-Fi.
Why? That,
I'll tell you why. The time passes quickly.
Yeah.
Okay? Much quicker. The last time I was traveling, you guys were on the show, and I was talking to Holly while I was on the plane. I was texting you guys. Remember, Stedman? And I was listening to the show, and the time goes by quicker. When you have no communication with the outside world, it's a long time, right?
Yeah.
So, which is why I don't want to go on a cruise, okay? So it's just really stressful. Then you got to land. That's stressful. So finally, when you land and you get off the plane, your body is like, whew, right?
Yeah.
But you, in the back of your mind, you thinking that in 2 days, I got to do this again and go back to from whence I come.
So, Don, you don't like roller coasters.
I ain't getting on no roller coaster. Come on, I'm a 60-year-old man. I got to do your damn mind. But so the whole flying thing, I think it started. I was always afraid, but I flew so much in my life, like a lot. Many, many, many flights. I couldn't even count them, right? And one day, I'm on the plane. I'm in the first row at the window seat. And there's this guy. He's on the other side, first row, window seat. And nobody's sitting next to him. Those two seats are open. I have a lady sitting next to me. There's two people behind me, and there are two people on the other side. So the only two seats in first class is the only seat in first class is the seat by him, right? We take off, and he starts coughing.
Mm.
And we're flying from D.C. National to Orlando on U.S. Air. So he starts to cough, and the flight attendant gets him some water. And he stops coughing. And I'm like, okay, this is after 9/11. Mm. So I'm kind of like feeling some kind of way, right? So he starts coughing again. She gives him some more water. We're 20 minutes into the flight, 30 minutes maybe. All of a sudden, right in front of him is the wall, right, in first class, row one. So there's a wall in front of you because I'm sitting there. I got my foot up against it, right?
Mm.
All of a sudden, I hear something go thud, and I look over. He's fallen forward and hit, like, he slumped forward. His head has hit his whole face and smashed up against the wall.
Oh, wow.
And she hops up out of the seat where she's sitting by the door, okay? And she comes, then she brings the bell. The other two flight attendants come. Now, I've got a straight view of this. He's bleeding profusely out of his mouth.
Mm.
And then I realize he's dead.
Oh, Lord.
He's dead. Like, the guy's gone, right? And
On the airplane, right
across from me, there was my seat. Fortunately, there was a lady on the aisle seat. So I was at the window. Mm. She was closer to it than me, right? And she just lost her whole mind. She started screaming. I'm like, I wonder, are you with him? She started screaming. One of the flight attendants had to be new. Had to be. Because she lost it. Like, she just, bam, right? She panicked. So now you got one of the guy flight attendant and the other lady. Yeah. And the lady's like, is there a doctor on the plane? Of course there's a doctor on every plane, right? So the doctor runs up, and the guy's bleeding. He stopped bleeding, but he done bled out of his mouth heavily, right?
Yeah.
So the doctor's like, tell him what he need, give him, boom, boom. So they bring the doctor everything they need. And the doctor is trying to figure out, you could tell, and this doctor probably looked like he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of doctor. He might have been a podiatrist. He might have been a foot doctor, okay, or a chiropractor, because he didn't come off like the doctor that, you know, he didn't evaluate the situation like, you know what I mean? Not knock anybody's profession, but he didn't evaluate the situation like I thought a doctor would evaluate the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody going to breathe in his mouth? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Right? Ollie, like, somebody, ain't nobody
CPR, CPR.
Like, I was like, this must be a podiatrist, right? This is a foot doctor. Goes, take his shoes off, rub his feet. Sound back like you give a damn. You know what I mean? Crack his back if you're a chiropractor. Damn, the man over then the doctor had this look on his face like he's dead. And I said to myself, let's say this together. Self, this is not going in good. So finally, you can't fly with a dead guy on the plane, so they had to turn around. But for some reason, we didn't go back to National Airport. We ended up somewhere in North Carolina. So we land in North Carolina, and the dude's dead. So I'm like, we still got like 30 minutes before emergency landing, and I'll cover him up. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's...
Cover the dude up, please.
Wait, they didn't cover him up?
No, they ain't nothing to cover him up with. So finally, the lady, you know, when he got a couple of little blankets and they covered him up.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't ever want to tell nobody they dead. So they go through the motions when they land. The paramedics come and put him on. He dead, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay? The man dead. Put him on the stretcher. You don't want to trip other people on the plane. And the people in the back, they like, what happened? What's happening? You know, you should have set up here.
He's just sleeping.
You should set up here. You know that. But it was horrible, right?
That is.
So now we're in North Carolina somewhere. This wasn't even a big airport, guys.
Yeah.
And so
we can't have Bernie's.
Dude, so we got to figure that out. They done took the dead guy off. Now they got to take everybody off the plane. They made all us get off the plane.
Yeah.
And they had to clean that area. And we like, okay, so we going to get back on the plane and continue on. No, we had to get another plane.
Yeah, they got to disinfect that.
They called it, what's the word?
Crime scene?
No, what they call it, Stedman? You know what the little red things they have at the doctor's office where they put your biohazard, right? They had the biohazard thing come in. Mm. And
police tape.
So then I threw my whole day off, right? So I said to myself,
Yeah,
and I'm looking at the dude. First of all, I just want to say on behalf of, I weighed myself too at the grocery store yesterday. I need to lose weight. I'm heavier than I've been in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize how fat I was till yesterday.
Really?
Holly, I'm big, dude. I'm big, man.
Wow,
I ain't never been this big in my life, man. And I ain't gigantic, but
yeah.
I'm bigger than I ever been.
Yeah, but I can't imagine you seeing it because you had worked out with D'Amica and you was prime time.
Yeah, man, but you know what? I dropped the ball, man. I'm dealing with some inner demons right now called monkey shoulders. Mm. Okay. And so
yeah, that monkey shoulder can do you like that.
So when I thought about it, so finally we get back on the plane, another plane, come home, and I realized that there was something that the protocol was way off for this, right?
Mm.
And so I just got real nervous because that one little flight attendant, the little gay flight attendant, he was sharp. He was on it. He knew what to do.
Yeah.
The other lady was trying to help him, but the other chick just spazzed out, and they just told her to go sit back in the back.
She was making everything worse.
Oh, man. But then I realized the protocol. What is the protocol? First of all, the guy was really a big guy.
Ooh.
And the other flight attendant who spazzed out, I heard her overtell Stedman, the guy, that both of those seats he had were his seats.
Oh,
so he had reserved two seats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so he was big boy.
So he was big, right? Like, he was really big, right? And that's why when he fell forward, his face planted, right? Because he was just really big.
And probably busted
his
neck.
So, but both of those seats were his seats. But I was just saying to myself, so that stressed me out.
Yeah.
And the next trip I had to take, I rented a car and I drove to D.C. And so I drove to D.C., dropped the car off. On the way back, you know, I was like, man, I got to fly back. So I flew back, and then they had turbulence on that flight. So finally, I just realized that, you know, I just got to make sure that I'm heavily intoxicated.
Sedated.
Sedated. Yeah, I got a drink.
And prayed pray up.
Yeah, but the question is, yeah, if you drunk and you pray, does that discount your prayer?
I don't think it would.
That's a question for D'Amica.
That's a question for D'Amica. Yeah. If I'm praying drunk, will he hear me?
He's just trying to decipher you. What's he trying to say?
A lot of times when you're drunk, your truth come out.
Yeah.
So it might be a situation for you in certain
scenarios. No, but he know my truth. He know my truth.
Yeah, but you got to still ask for it.
You ain't never prayed drunk.
Yeah, I don't think you could pray drunk. I'm thinking about it now. It took me a minute. I don't think you can pray drunk.
Oh, I have. Make this hangover go away.
I mean, yeah, you can call on God. You can call on God.
Hey, let's check out some open mics.
Hey, whoever the dude is buying your meat at Walmart, you need to go ahead and do a little research, buddy, because Bill Gates has got his fingers all over Walmart, and you know what that means.
Yep. That's I agree.
Dirty skank meat there. My opinion.
Hello, 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 Don Miller Show. So not only do you have listeners all over the country, you have listeners all over the world. I live out here in Germany, American citizen, I work out here. But I listen to your show every day on the app. Love you guys. Wow. Have a great show. Have a great day. Bye.
So grateful. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. So
shout out to Germany.
Special shout out to her. Yeah, special shout out to her. First,
congratulate Omar there on being able to check off on his bucket list incest.
Incest.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Omar. Is it incest if you're outside the
Don, family? You can go on a cruise and just get the international package thing from your wireless provider, and you can have Wi-Fi pretty much the entire time you're on the boat. Let me see if I get this right. Oh, wow.
You need to get you some really good quality noise-canceling headphones. Download you some content on Netflix or YouTube or something. Put that stuff on airplane mode. And just stay to yourself. You won't hear nothing but what you're listening to on that phone. And you'll be relaxed.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for that. I don't think it's what I'm hearing. It's what I'm feeling. And I'm telling you that, and I'll give you another example. Quetta Jean Johnson from the Johnson family. We went on a trip one time and we were in the airport. And why this dude, Holly, decide he want to wear all of his Islamic garb on the flight that day?
Oh, Lord.
And he got his, all of his garb on, right? And so I see him out the corner of my eye, and then she see him, and it's like, oh, man, we Homeland Security now, right? We won't watch this dude.
I'm starting to ask him questions.
We watching him the whole trip, and I was like, you want to change?
So he stand up, everybody stand up.
So this is what she said. I said, you sure you want to get on this flight? She told me, we could change planes if you want to. And we could get another flight. I'm like, we already checked in. Yeah. But we just got to watch him. And that's just how you get when you live in that level of anxiety, when you have a fear of flying. Yeah. And people have a bunch of different fears. Aerophobia. Of a bunch of things. What's it called?
Aerophobia.
Yeah. But, there are people with a bunch of different fears. And I can tell you, I've been trying to deal with that. I tell you what you never do. I want to tell you this, Holly. I haven't done it, but I had a friend who thought smoking marijuana and getting on the plane would make it easier. Holly, he almost died.
Make you paranoid.
Oh, Holly, he said that he almost had to go.
That can make you paranoid. As I don't know what.
Going through security.
But if you know what you're doing, it make you chill out.
Yeah. Just imagine it, going through security and everybody touching you and you lit.
You did it.
I've
you flown high before?
I have participated in such.
Oh God! Just say yes.
I have participated in such acts before. Yes.
So you flown high?
I have participated in such acts before.
Okay.
And very good.
High as a mofo. That's why you got to say.
Okay. What? How did it work out?
I was paranoid. The dog came up to me. I'm like, do I smell like it?
I'm walking through the gate waiting.
Oh,
past,
wow.
Walking past. I got the TSA talking about they want to pull me to the side. I guess I did probably smell like it. Nothing. Good thing I was clean on and everything like that. But I was.
You lit.
I was what we call back in the day zooted.
You zooted.
I was zooted.
All right, listen, we're gonna head over to a
trip
break.
Was nice though,
coming
wasn't
up 2 p.m. Eastern time on the Florida Man Radio, the Shannon Burke Show from 2 to 6. Shannon, of course, Easy and the lovely and very talented Heather will be on your airwaves right here at 103.1 in the Panhandle, 103.1 in Central Florida, and of course at the Florida Man Radio app. Stay with us. You're listening to the Don Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Oh. Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take they won't take me back alive. No.
All right.
Have a silver Spanish angel
in the valley.
At the altar.
Oh, I love this song, Holly Hollywood. They were what?
Woo! For a lover in the valley of the sun.
That's Ray Charles, right?
Yes.
And the smoke clear.
And Willie Nelson. And Waylon Jennings.
Can't get no more country, so
that. And seven Spanish angels took another game.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Eclectic conversation, eclectic music. That's an amazing song. Turn that back up, Stephen. Come on, watch this.
No, come on.
That lay smoking in his hand.
That's my guy.
She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. Could not win, but her final prayer was answered when the rifle was
fired again. Thank you so much, everybody. Willie Nelson, wave.
Hey, Willie, that's a little vicious thing.
That's a wonderful story behind that song as well. Seven Spanish Angels, Willie Nelson, the Highwaymen, of course, Willie Waylon and Ray Charles. It's just some of the greatest music. I'm telling you, people, guys, listen. We have an eclectic taste of music here on the show. So we go from Sam Cooke in 57 as a soul store to Sam Cooke originals to Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, to James Taylor, to the Carpenters.
Max.
Okay. To Mama Cass. So thank you so much. To Al Green and Marvin Gaye and R. Kelly. You name it, we listen to it. Again, as we always.
And a D'Amico come in and have splashing some Mr. Mister.
Mr. Mister.
For no apparent reason whatsoever.
For no reason at all. Real quick, got to talk about the Orlando Magic. We are broadcasting from Orlando, Florida. The Orlando Magic has made the playoffs for the first time in many years. Yeah. 2018, maybe.
Doing too good right now.
They get ready to get swept, probably.
You still got a
shot. Garbage. Love the guys, but they're garbage.
I want to talk to Stedman about. Stedman is the gigantic Magic fan.
I am.
And the Magic, again, last night, lost again to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are not good either. They shot 9 of 35 from 3.
Yeah.
And at one point, they were down by 20 to 22 points.
They were down by 20 at one point.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? Listen. I don't like to talk about basketball, but I think as a local person and from broadcasting from this area, I don't know. I think JVC may be engaged in something with the team over there, so I'm just going to say good luck to the Magic. I don't want to say what I really want to say.
You hate sports, man. Why you hate sports so much?
I don't hate sports.
What?
I understand the behind the scenes more than I probably – I used to love it. You know what I mean? I don't love it anymore. I struggle trying. I tried to watch last night, New York Knicks playing the Philadelphia 76ers. I really tried to watch it. And I was like, yeah, You know?
Yeah.
You know, and I just, I can't watch it. I can't engage. It's just, anyway, let's talk about something else. Real quick, before
all right, go
we
Magic.
Get out of here. Go Magic. Yeah, go Magic.
Didn't he bring that up?
Yeah, I brought that up.
I'm dead.
Yeah, let's bring this up. Let's don't talk about it, though.
I want to talk about something else real quick. There's a lady who is going to jail. Her name is Gail Russ. She was sentenced to 78 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay $861,000 in restitution in the Southern District of Florida. She's a 72-year-old woman. She was the registrar of a Palm Beach School of Nursing in Lake Worth, the Palm Beach School of Nursing, one of three South Florida schools identified by authorities as participating in a scam that sold more than 7,600 fraudulent nursing diplomas.
Wow.
Now, let me just say this.
Wow.
Okay.
How much money?
Okay. There's another lady, Cassandra Jean. She's owned and operated Success Nursing Review in Brooklyn. She got 36 months. These are Haitian. These are three Haitian ladies, right? And let me just say something. They really, I think they should have got more time. Because they were giving away and selling these degrees, these diplomas, during COVID, right? In places like Georgia, the nurses got jobs across the country, including a hospital at a hospital in Georgia, Veterans Affairs Medical Centers in Maryland, New York, a skilled nursing facility in Ohio, assisted living facility in New Jersey, according to the 7,600 people, as far as they can count, receive fake nursing degrees. And so think about this, guys. You're telling me that these are people who were going into people's rooms at difficult, this is during COVID.
Yeah.
And administering treatment. And they were bouncing from CNA to RN.
Yep.
By paying $15,000 to $18,000. About 7,600 students paid an average of $15,000 for bogus diplomas, according to the prosecutors. Around 2,400 of those people then passed a licensing exam to obtain jobs as registered nurses and LPNs or vocational nurses in multiple states. They studied the paperwork that was given to them, and 2,400 passed the test, most of which had not even gone to school.
Yeah.
Help me with this. Help me with this one, guys. Because I think they should get more time than that. I think they should get more time than 6 years. I think any of these entities who hired these nurses, they should be, if you lost a family member during that time period, you should go back and find out who was the nurse. Because, I actually sent this over to a lawyer friend of mine. This is frightening, Stedman.
Yeah.
And I have a young guy I know of Haitian descent, lives in Fort Lauderdale. He told me this, and I'm going to read this text. He said, this was about a year ago. He said, Mr. Don, is it possible to go from a CNA to a RN in 4 months? And I responded, no, I don't think so. Let me check. Why? He said, because my cousin was a CNA for 3 years, and now she's an RN.
Registered nurse.
Give us a call, 321-339-1055.
So done.
Should this be...
I mean, can you charge these guys with, I know it's not intentional murder, but like attempted murder because they're treating people and they're not trained? And
manslaughter. It'll be manslaughter.
Manslaughter, okay.
Yeah, so approximately, they're saying, this is from the nursejournal.org, approximately 114 million of the fakes is how much they made off of the fakes. The students, some of the students are fighting the nursing board in which they received the licensure to try and requalify their license, claiming they didn't know it was a scam.
Okay.
Yeah. And then one more.
I appreciate people in that field. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking CNA, certified nurses assistants. But I did get in trouble for talking about CNAs one time on the radio. They told me I was not a nice person. Stop, Holly. but I can say is, but for somebody to sell a certification to someone who is not trained properly and to put them in a room with someone who really needs somebody to know what they're doing, this should be another charge, man. Yeah. You know what I mean, Stedman? This should be another charge, man. Let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
What's going on, Don? It's Omar.
Hey, Omar, what's up?
Taylor, listen, so about the degrees, you know, the degree that they were selling the girls, I think a lot of them, is it known that a lot of the girls didn't go to school, or was it they were from other countries?
They were from a lot of places, but a lot of them just didn't go for the high level certification.
Yeah. Okay, because I have a problem now with my wife. Remember, I'm married to Colombian. I'm bringing her into the States. So I have to go through all this process, but she's a nurse of 20 years.
Yeah, well, she should be all right.
Yeah, but they won't accept her here. She has to go to school again 4 years.
Damn. Well, unfortunately, these ladies went to prison, or you could go over there and get it in 2 weeks.
So this.
And Holly, if you read the degree, right? If you read the degree, anybody who saw that degree, read that degree. They even write the degree was spelled. Read that degree. What did that degree say?
Palm Beach School of Nursing. What's
the degree of?
The degree of Associate in Science of Nursing.
No, that ain't what it says. Give me that. Let me read what it says.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the majority of them, I think, are from other countries who that's the only way you would be able to sell that.
No. They many of them were from here. Yeah. But the degree was improperly spelled. So the problem with the whole thing is the degree, they said the degree of Associate in Science of Nursing, right? When you read it's like, I think at that time many hospitals and facilities just needed nurses.
Facts.
So
they were short.
Wasn't looking at everything. And so
they would have found that out because I know, like, my wife says that medicine is universal, so it doesn't matter what language or whatever, most like you understand what it is, because even when I get prescribed something for when I go to the hospital, mm-hmm. she'll say, oh, what did they give you, and then I'll read it to her, she goes, oh, that's for this and this and this and that, even though she doesn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, okay, so maybe they're doing these degrees, and the way they're selling these degrees is actual nurses who just don't want to do the 4 years here in the United States, mm-hmm. if they come from another country and they become legal, you know, to do 4 years and get 80, what is it, like 100,000 now to be a nurse? And that, you know, when you have 20 years experience, like my wife is like, oh, man, now I got it. I was like, so I told my wife, I was like, look, we'll just get you a CNA course. It's like 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once the CNA sees you, how good you are, and you show them your degree, maybe there's a loophole or something where you can actually just do like a refresher course or something. I heard there's like a recertification
mm-hmm.
course. Maybe she can take that.
Yeah,
but
I think
made their money.
I think you're right. And thank you so much, Omar. Thank you for the message. I'll listen to it off the air, but thank you. Thank you so much, man. Hey, Stedman, I just think this lady should get more time, Holly.
Yes.
So you out here selling?
Oh, absolutely.
Selling nursing certification.
Yeah.
Made a bunch of money. 7,600 of these people. Okay.
You're giving away a license to kill.
In a way. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
But they were promised. I think it's mainly because they were promised a 12-month course, and you'll get your AA in 12 months. And then I guess that went to the Florida board. They approved it, I guess. I don't know. But to think that you're going to be an RN in 12 months.
Damn, Holly popping a drink open.
That's Holly, insane. We still on air. Don't open the drink yet. Hey, listen, again, thank you so much. Again, thank you so much, everybody. Coming up next, 2 p.m. Eastern time, the Shannon Burke Show. Shannon will be followed by Jesse Kelly. Jesse Kelly comes on immediately after Shannon Burke from 2 to 6. Shannon, Easy, and the lovely and very talented Heather. And in the morning, right here on Florida Man Radio, Bubba the Love Sponge, followed by me, the Don Miller Radio Broadcast. That guy, Don Miller. And I just want to tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all just being a friend of the show. Shout out to those who are listening in the Panhandle, those who are listening in beautiful Ocala, Gainesville, and our friend in Germany. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
I'm going to need you to call D'Amica lovely and talented, too.
D'Amica is lovely and talented as well. Yes. D'Amica, the lovely and talented. D'Amica will be in the studio tomorrow.
And thanks to Ms. Drina for coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lady Drina, for joining us. Hey, steady. Appreciate you.
Oh, all right.
LP, where you going?
I'm about to go grab me a good stick.
Okay. LP, where you going? Go grab a good stick.
That's my boy.
We going to find one.
All right. Holla, bud. See you tomorrow. Listen.
Be here, bro.
For everybody, the Don Miller Show staff and friends, bye-bye.
Love you.
Distribution on Tuesday. We do full distribution on Thursday.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, close call, TikTok ban, and a shoe deal. It's all coming up, and Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, prosecutors made their opening statements yesterday. Reporters say that Trump fumed and shook his head when he was accused of lying, quote, over and over and over again to conceal an alleged scheme to buy the silence of Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors detailed how Trump, aided by allies, including the National Enquirer, used a catch-and-kill scheme to buy the rights to damaging stories about his private life. That's legal, by the way. There's nothing illegal about that. The prosecutor told the courtroom, this case is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. The defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then he covered up the criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again. It was election fraud, pure and simple. Trump's attorney said the former president had nothing to do with paying Daniels. It was handled by a bookkeeper. Someone broke into the house of the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, 6:40 in the morning, smashed the window to get in the house, and Karen and her family were home. No word if they had any interaction, no injuries. The suspect was arrested, set on a $100,000 bail, which is interesting because Karen Bass is all for bail reform, but not if someone tries to break into her house. Turns out this fine fella has served 7 years in prison before in Massachusetts. We're a step closer to banning TikTok in America. The House already passed a ban on TikTok, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. This time, though, it was attached to that foreign aid Ukraine bill. So the Senate's not going to say no because of the TikTok, so this will probably happen. This version gives TikTok 1 year to sell, ideally to an American company, or it's banned in America. 170 million Americans use TikTok. I can't think of anything since Prohibition where something that is used by so many Americans will be banned. Caitlin Clark is now a member of the WNBA, all-time leading scorer in men's and women's basketball. One of my most controversial opinions I ever shared is that you can't compare the top female scorer with the top men's scorer. Pete Maravich played when there was no shot clock, no three-point line. He wasn't allowed to play his freshman year. He averaged 44 points. Again, Caitlin Clark averaged 26 points per game. So she played way more games. But whatever, you can't say any of that. She's now a member of the Indiana Fever, rookie salary of $76,000. But don't feel bad. She signed a new Nike shoe deal worth $28 million. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The Shannon Burke Show.
I wanted to ask that doctor if there was some way cosmetic to add, I want my foreskin back.
I think you gotta stretch what God gave you.
If they can make a penis out of a forearm for transgender,
right.
They can figure out how to slap an extra little skin on there if you want it. Maybe it's the same skin as your eyelids anyway, so if you don't need your eyelids.
Oh, well, you don't need to close your eyes anymore.
Yeah, but I got my foreskin back.
The Shannon Burke Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. East, 1 Central on Florida Man Radio. Have you downloaded the Florida Man Radio app from your app store yet? Want to know what you're missing out on?
Yes.
Break it down. Use the open mic feature to record a 30-second voice message for Bubba the Love Sponge, The Don Miller Show, or Shannon Burke, and we could play it live on the radio. Catch up on podcasts from all your favorite shows. And, of course, you can listen to Florida Man Radio live from anywhere. The Florida Man Radio app, powered by HydroDry. Visit HydroDry.com. Download it today.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday last week in Pennsylvania, President Biden told a crowd that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Quite the headline, I'm sure you heard about it. Immediately, cannibals all over the world began filing defamation suits. Subsequently, Biden's statement was corrected as Joe's uncle was shot down over the Pacific, never to be seen again. But really, does it even matter what Mr. Biden puts forth? Often he clearly doesn't even know what he's saying. Same thing with Donald Trump. He's liable to say anything at any time. When he's bored, the words fly, and he's not checking Wikipedia for accuracy. But does it matter? No, it does not. Those who support Biden have to know he's way out there, but they're okay with it. His doddering does not penetrate their comfort zones. Same thing with the Don. MAGA folks are comfortable with him. Even if he became a cannibal, many would stay with him. Now, I well understand both Joe and Don are not capable of moderating their behavior. Most people aren't. Over the next 7 months, the ridiculous media will spend an enormous amount of time mocking and attacking what both presidential candidates say. But that's largely useless. We have all seen what each has done in office, and that should be what decides it in November. Actions, not words. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, mail. Virginia Luce, Andover, New Hampshire. Mr. O'Reilly, love BillO'Reilly.com. Listen to you explain everything so I can understand it. You're interesting and very succinct. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment, Virginia. My question, where does all the money come from that we give to other countries? It comes from Congress, which allots a budget. And then the actual money comes from the Treasury Department. They send the checks, okay? In the case of Ukraine and Israel somewhat, we'll send actual weapons, okay? But once our money gets into a foreign country, we don't have audit capabilities. Always remember that. Peggy Davis, Philadelphia. The main concern of voters and Republicans in Congress are on giving money to Ukraine is that they are demanding there be accountability. There's not accountability anywhere. This foreign aid, what are we going to do? Set up firms to look at how they're handling the aid? And not only for USA, but, you know, NATO and all of these countries, pouring aid in there, blunt Putin. Terrence, as they say, the witches in Salem got a fairer trial than Trump in New York. It is a witch trial. It is a witch hunt. He's right. Vicki Jordan, O'Fallon, Missouri, longtime fan, respecter of yours, Bill. I am a constitutional conservative with a biblical worldview. Where do I fit in? You got plenty of company on that one, Vicki. Plenty of company.
Most conservative traditional Americans are straight down the line constitutionalists, and the religious-based Bible people, very common in the USA. You're not a minority. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.